Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Before I get started on this week's Road to Sur episode, I need to take a moment and say hey to all my patrons, and also thank you to all my patrons on Patreon. You guys fucking rule. And these Road to Sur episodes have been truly like the light of my life. They make me lol so hard. And the only reason that I can do them is because of your support. One of my greatest passions in life is talking about Vanderpump Rules. And along with that, I've discovered that I have a real passion for these like fan fiction Road to Sur episodes. And I would not have been able to produce them were it not for your guys's patronage. You are amazing. You make my dreams come true week after week, day after day. And I owe my ability to talk pump rules for hours and hours on end to you guys. So thank you so much. If you are dressing up as a Vanderpump Rules cast member for Halloween, I'm going to need you to DM me or just like at me your costumes, because I didn't plan and I actually have no Halloween costume, and I realized I wanted to dress up as a server. So I really hope that some of you are like doing that. At me and like show me your costumes, because I truly am dead for it. If you are wondering how you can get involved and be a part of the Patreon community of pump heads and sup heads, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is go to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter. For as little as $1, for as little as a $1 per episode pledge, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes. This past week's bonus episode guest was Freckle, who I paid with a Bloody Mary to do reader mail. And there's lots of levels of patronage you can get on. There are various tiers of patronage that you can sign up for, including a monthly Google Hangout tier or reader mail tier. But the $1 per episode basic Patreon tier will get you in, and you'll have access to bonus episodes, throwback episodes, and yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So think about it, check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, here we both win. Hotel.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
There's something fucking huge happening tonight, first and foremost.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you tell the world, Harry O'Donnell, here with me.
You. Why don't you tell us?
I'm here with you.
I'm here with you. Tonight, the show I wrote for, Heathers, finally is premiering in the U.S. after literally a roller coaster.
It's been
a gravitron.
Saga.
It's been a saga.
It truly has. It's
supposed to be premiered in March, then in July.
Then never.
It was canceled. And now it's being released on the Paramount Network, which originally dropped us.
Mm-hmm. So, I love them. I love a coming back for more.
Right?
I love it's like an abusive boyfriend kind of that like keeps breaking up with you and then being like, no, I love you. I want you back. Please, 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 please. And then being like, just kidding. Hey.
I need like a 12-step program just from this experience.
Yeah.
But
Paranon. It's if Paramount Network has ever bought your show and then canceled it over and over and over.
Anyway, but I'm very
I love them.
I love Paramount
if you
Network.
Ever, everyone that I know that works at Paramount Network, love you like
love
a sister
you,
and a brother,
Lilas,
and
have
also
a great summer.
I might be in sometime in the future. Would love to just like take this relationship to the next level.
Right? I mean, no. I mean,
you get it.
Kind of badass that they.
It's not, but it's whatever. You know what's cool is that I think Europe really taking the lead and like getting like chiked out by it.
They got into Heathers.
Yeah, it helped because like America loves to like take the lead from Europe sometimes.
They do. It was funny when it was only premiering in Europe at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I felt some like knowing that the actual Heathers, like the characters, would probably think that was very chic.
Yeah.
That it was banned here, but only being shown in Europe.
It was good for the brand. This whole troll has been great for the brand, but just bad for you and everyone else that worked on the show.
Bad for my spirit. But you know what? We hung in there with it, and I've been reposting a lot of the Heathers Instagram, which the Heathers, the person Kevin Marshall who runs the social media for Heathers is like a loller.
Yeah, seems like it.
He gets it.
And
he trolls
also,
people.
He trolls on the Instagram.
He trolls everyone on like Twitter. People will like say like haters, anyone. He'll just like be like,
he'll clap back.
He'll be like, sweet pick. Or like one time, Young that. Sheldon. Sorry for any Young Sheldon fans. One time,
you really hit the crossover.
One time,
listeners for my podcast are all Young Sheldon heads. Fuck you! My whole advertising base up in flames from dissing Young
shell
Sheldon.
Heads.
Shellhead.
One time,
wanna be a shellhead? Eh?
Wanna be a shellhead? Eh? Come on in here. We'll make you put you on the silver screen.
You got a little bow tie?
You got a little bow tie and a little top hat.
A little smirk.
Your little
bowl cut.
A little
suck my dick.
Suck. Come in here and suck my neck, Kristen. He like arbitrarily blocked them, the Young Sheldon Twitter account once, from Heathers, like out of nowhere. He just blocked Young Sheldon.
I love block. I need to start doing that, actually, just like blocking people for no reason.
He blocked Young Sheldon, screenshotted it, and then just tweeted at me. Because I think I'd said something about like how...
He is a genius. What's like, the Heathers Twitter account?
It's just at Heathers TV.
Okay, cool.
And then at Heathers on Instagram.
What about, so if you don't have Paramount
Cable?
Network, you can just buy it on iTunes.
Yeah, it's all going to be on demand and iTunes, but actually there's a Paramount Network app,
mm-hmm.
which you can get apparently. And it has, once
it
you
has
get
ads
it,
it
has the entire season. So you can
Do
watch
you have
on your
to
phone.
Have cable to have the app?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, so you guys should Google that and figure it out. And
you can
also,
literally,
if you have
watch
your parents,
the whole season on your phone, or if you're at your parents,
get your parents' cable login info. Yeah. That's what I did, and then I have lots of apps.
Yeah, and I think it'll all be on iTunes. So
you can just buy it there, and then you don't have to fuck with anything.
But just watch it, tweet about it, talk about how much you love it, and how you want a season two.
Yeah,
I was a staff writer in the first season and got to write it in again in the second season, and it was a joyous experience. And I just
You wrote a musical number.
There's a musical number in my episode, which if you were into like me and Laura's Sheena on the Beat, Beat Sheena on the Beat, and like Hornet, Hornet, Kill, Kill, Kill,
yeah,
like those kind of jingly things.
Yeah, you have shown immense talent in that arena.
A little bit.
You're truly a jack of all trades.
I'm a jacks of all trades.
Yes, you are.
There's a demo. I wrote the lyrics with two other writers who were like both geniuses, and I was like so happy that they were doing it with me. And we recorded the demo on like one of our phones, and like I had to release that.
Literally, you're Sheena. You're recording singles out here.
I'm just
you're like, I don't consider myself a singer. It's just like something fun I do.
I do it in my room. When I'm cleaning.
But
Sheena,
and
I can perform in like some gay bars and people love it. Why
they
not?
Love it. I'm performing at Mickey's.
Yeah.
What gay bar does she perform at? Like Rage?
None. Sir.
A gay bar.
Yeah.
Sheena has, I think she's like, has everyone wiretapped.
She definitely does.
Like, even though like the beat is over, like actually the beat has never not
the
been.
The beat has never ended.
She's
the beat,
still on the beat.
Yeah, she's always on the beat. Sheena's been in Iceland like for a week now or something.
With who? Her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Who's her boyfriend now?
Adam, that new server that was like hired last season. They're like fully together.
Wait, the one that she tried to set up with Brittany?
Yes.
So that was all for
it
her.
It was a ruse. Yeah. Ugh. For her to be like, you're sexy.
You're sexy.
For her to find out if he's straight or not, probably, because she's like not comfortable asking.
Take me to Reykjavik.
Yeah. So he's like taking pictures of her like on icebergs and shit like that.
I love it. I would love like
Iceland. Like this takes her going to Iceland takes it to a whole new level.
There should be an entire spinoff show of just their trip to Iceland.
Yeah, I fucking wish there was.
I want them, you know how they film like space movies in Iceland? Mm-hmm. Like they filmed like Interstellar and Alien, whatever, Covenant. Because it has like the black volcanic rock. I would love just a space movie of Sheena like alone. On
making
an alien,
contact.
Just on an alien planet wandering in a spacesuit.
What if Sheena was the last person left alive? And then that is the movie.
On Earth?
On Earth.
Because there was like a rapture event?
There's a rapture event or some sort of catastrophic something. And then the only person that survived was Sheena Marie from Vanderpump Rules.
Sheena Marie Shay.
She's like, it's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Honestly, like...
Literally?
I can perform.
Yeah. She just performs.
She records. She finally has time to record her album.
Yeah.
Her
she releases it.
LP.
And she's like... Literally, it sold out all over the world. She's the only person that bought it.
She's playing sold out shows everywhere.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
Sheena.
This is great for her.
And like the cover is just her like stoically looking out.
I need to pull up and just show you one photo from Iceland because it really did make me lol.
Did you watch The Housewives of OC went to Iceland?
No, every reality person, like the Kardashians went to Iceland.
With like Simon Hook.
Do they have some sort of like...
Iceland package?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like tourism benefits or something?
Well, aren't E! And Bravo owned by the same... by NBC or Comcast?
Sheena just sat in the middle of a road and made her boyfriend take a picture of her.
In a giant... in a beanie so big.
So, the hugest beanie, and she's just like, in the
literally,
middle of the road.
I could fit like... half of my body in that beanie.
Yeah. She loves any excuse to wear like a big boot too, like a winter boot.
Roadkill. Lol.
Wow, she's still there.
Yeah. She's living it the fuck up in Iceland.
Wow. Who's Dana Schroeder is Stassi's mom.
Oh, is she commenting?
Mm-hmm.
What is she saying?
She said, "You look like a goddess, Sheena. I hope you're having a fabulous time." And Sheena wrote, "Heart, heart, 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 heart."
Wow.
I love...
That's an unexpected twist.
I love Dana's Instagram.
You do.
I'm on Sheena's or Stassi's mom's Instagram right now, and it's incredible.
You've highly recommended Dana's Insta multiple times. I really need to throw her a follow.
She one time like commented on Stassi like, come home to Arrowhead for like your favorite strudel or something, like, or schnitzel or some kind of German.
Yeah.
And Stassi was like, miss it. She like posted a video where she was like, hello, Anastasia, you need to come home because you need to...
Mommy's made her strudel.
Mommy's made her schnitzel. And she was like, come home now. And Stassi was like, you know, I'm hightailing it back up there.
I feel like Dana only speaks in code. Like, what she left on Sheena's was actually like a violent threat against her life.
Or against Stassi.
Yeah. Everything. Even the strudel and the schnitzel is code.
That was a dig at Stassi, that comment.
That was like, you've gained weight.
You look like a goddess.
You look like a goddess means like...
I love when people say you look like a goddess.
You look like a goddess.
She's a goddess.
What's the creepiest thing you can like comment? Like, I think I commented, like, Busy Phillips has been posting a lot of photo shoots lately and she looks stunning. And then I creeped out and I posted pretty lady under one of them and I hated myself for it. I thought about it every day and I'm just like, why did I do that?
Did she say anything?
No. No one said anything.
Pretty lady.
As they shouldn't.
I love when people say, hey, lady.
Hey, lady. I hate that I did that. I just, like, got in the mode and was like, ah! And then, like, left my body.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's earnest. It is. I think she saw it and went,
she definitely, like, she was probably like, yeah.
Yeah, I do look like a pretty... like a pretty fucking lady right now.
She does.
I don't think that's creepy at all.
Okay, well, it just creeped me out.
Well...
You know when you type something and you're just like...
I'm trying to think of the creepiest thing I've ever said. Oh, when Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney broke up and they released... she posted a photo of like... of an emotional photo of them with their arms around each other from the back, like behind stage somewhere and like sweats. And they wrote this... She wrote this long thing about how like, we've always said that we were soulmates.
I remember that.
This is just a break for now. We might get back together. And I was in a... I was still drinking then and I was blackout alone drinking wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it and I started crying. And then I I woke up the next morning and I had like five people like message me and like call attention to and send me screenshots because I had written, love you guys.
I do shit like that all the time.
Love you guys.
I've been commenting a lot on Dina Lohan's Instagram because she's really been doing some shit on there.
Like
she
what?
Posted a blurry photo of a car on the road, like with a tree. And I thought that it was like maybe supposed to be artsy or something. Like she's getting into photography. But then she also posted like, yeah, look at this. With no context or anything, like it's a car, an old car. But isn't that the most ominous?
Island.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe it's her car for sale. I don't know.
I mean, that tracks.
But then this, my angels with Allie and Lindsay. I've said two models.
Is Lindsay still like posting?
Is she?
After her... Like we all know about her Paris like incident.
Oh yeah, no, she's back in Dubai. She's back in her safe space, the Dubai mall. And just like shopping.
Yeah.
I love that like weird incident, like no one really bats an eye.
That was,
anymore.
I think, the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What did she say to them? She was like,
not only did she.
She saw.
She basically tried to kidnap two boys.
Mm-hmm. She thought they were being child trafficked.
She just
saw like an immigrant family
from Syria
on the side of the road
in Paris at night. It's like 2 a.m.
She had just like gotten done with a fashion event.
She was with her brother,
Cody.
Yeah, she was front row at some big fashion show, like some very legit
was, like walked in the
and
fashion
Nicole Richie
show.
Was sitting with her, which was
what?
Huge.
Did they even speak?
I don't know. There's a picture of them together though.
Holy shit.
But anyway, it's like 20 minutes long. Of her goading them to come with her she's like, I'll buy you a hotel room. And then she tries to like persuade she's like the Babadook. She's like trying to, you know, goad these little boys. She's like, we'll have a sleepover. Don't you want to sleep in my room? Like, don't you want to like have fun tonight? Not like sexual.
No,
but, like,
I know, but she's like,
she was like, come on. And like, it just felt really like,
it's misguided.
Despite being so problematic and racist and ridiculous, it was just very sad. It felt like a very lonely person wanting company.
Yeah.
And whatever she was on, she was on. She was on.
You don't like single out and then, unless you're having a real crisis moment.
And they ran away from her. They were scared. And she tried to take one of the boys, and then you hear the mom go, basically, fuck no, and mm-hmm. she shoves Lindsay to the ground.
What was the mom doing this entire time?
They were pulling their roller bags, trying to get away from this crazy white woman.
Can you imagine fleeing a war-torn country and, like, finally getting some, like, semi-peace in Paris? Like, you're still homeless, but you're like, God, thank God I'm not in Syria anymore, and I'm here with my family.
And then you get,
we're going to make this work. And then Lindsay Lohan comes, like, staggering around the corner, trying to, like, get you to go to her hotel room.
Trying to kidnap your boys. And then she's running after them, going, you don't fuck with Pakistan?
Oh, yeah. She's like, Pakistan, Pakistan.
You don't fuck with Pakistan. And she's speaking in that weird, like,
her accent,
hybrid accent. And she's like, doing that, she's like, you don't fuck with me. You don't fuck with Pakistan. Lindsay Lohan is saying this. And they're like, bitch.
That's from the clip I saw, because I just saw, like, the last 10 seconds of her trying to lure into the punch. And then her just, like, laying on the ground being like, ah.
She gets decked. They're shouting about Pakistan, and these people are like, we're from Syria. Like, what are you talking about? We just want to, like, be away from you.
Yeah.
Then she tries to grab one of the boys, and the mom punches her in the face and shoves her to the ground, and then Lindsay's on the ground, like, sobbing. And she's filming herself, and there's no one around her, and I'm like, this is someone's rock bottom.
Yeah.
I think of all the fuckery she's pulled, that felt like true rock bottom. For Lindsay, which feels like,
I would go out on a limb and say I'm racking my brain for other things. That seems pretty bottomy to me.
It was just, it was such a bizarre. Sorry, we're going on this tangent,
it's okay,
but like,
because the thing is with her that's wild is there's never been any acknowledgement of any of anything.
No,
like even on the Oprah show, there was like minimal acknowledgement as to like how bad things got and were, but it's always like something horrible happens and then she's like in the Dubai mall at YSL trying on
Trump
hats. Yeah,
she has that like ability to just, or like she's like Kellyanne Conway, she can just like spin herself.
It's not even a spin, she doesn't even try to spin anymore, she just like doesn't address.
Yeah,
it's avoidance, or so it's not even avoidance, just like if I don't address it, it's like not a thing, which kind of works because I'd forgotten about that Pakistan.
She don't fuck with Pakistan. And she's saying it like, and you can tell,
like,
you can like feel her heart beating from all the whatever she's on, mm-hmm. which, you know, maybe she wasn't on something, but allegedly on something.
If she's not on something, she's having like a manic episode. You don't chase the family.
She sounded really messed up.
Yeah.
She sounded wasted. Like, well, anyway.
What'll it take?
But Dina Lohan is like posting pictures of her and Meryl Streep from like a Prairie Home Companion premiere.
Like, Dina is like on a different planet. Yeah. Dina is not on the same, like, she's not even looped in. Prayers for Lindsay.
Prayers for Schwartz.
Because
Tom Schwartz
is who we're talking about today. His tale, like, goes into, like, more mystical spaces than I ever would have expected.
Even more than Kristen's.
There's nothing about him, like, online.
I thought you were going to say that's redeeming.
I'm like, that too. So Tom Schwartz, born in Minnesota in the dead of winter. During a snowstorm.
It was one of the worst snowstorms of the last 2 months in Minnesota.
Of the last 2 months.
It was like a rate, like they were like, well, this was almost as bad. This was just as bad as the one we just had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like Minnesota, I feel like, is always just having horrible snowstorms. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, it can't get any worse than this. And then it does.
Yeah, and they're like, well, we'll keep
and they're like, that's Minnesota for you.
But they're just, yeah, they're always like happy about it.
Yeah.
We're not happy. Like, they're just content. They're content people.
They like want some cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was born on a blustery winter night, and he was born healthy.
Of course. I mean, Schwartz was born kind of like Sheena. Like, he was born with like
floppy hair
already. Mm-hmm. Like, enormous dimples, like beautiful baby. Everyone in the, he was charming, like immediately, like all the nurses were like,
they were charmed by him.
They were like almost like flirting with him.
Yeah, they flirted with him. They flirted up a storm with him.
Schwartz was the darling of the that
of the maternity ward. Mm-hmm. And he had like girlfriend, you know, like everyone's like, oh yeah, his girlfriend. And then like one nurse named Becky thought she was like, I'm his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because he always like would like kind of look at her and smile.
He never cried.
He never cried. He'd only like kind of look and smile.
He came out grinning.
Yeah.
He came out just like
floppy haired and just like a kind of like silly grin on his face. Mm-hmm.
He came out very silly.
Yeah. And Becky was like, that's my boyfriend.
This looker over here.
Yeah.
This little guy. But it was, but then he actually had like girlfriends who were like other like
babies.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. He was like the most popular guy in the incubation ward, incubation room. And then,
and like sometimes the nurses would come back at night to just like check on the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And his like little hand would be outside the incubation and like holding the hand of like a little girl, cute. Whatever little girl baby was next to him.
It was cute.
It was cute, but it also caused drama because it like upset these little girl babies. Like whenever like he would hold another baby's hand like outside of the incubation tank, it would like three other ones would scream and scream. So a lot of girl babies had to be like moved into a different ward.
It was their fault.
And Becky and all the nurses, it was their, the nurses were like, these girls, something in the wind really fucked up these girl babies. Get them out of here. And put them in the closet.
And then you saw Schwartz and he was just like,
and Becky was like, they're all just jealous of my boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh God. I hate that.
I hate it, but it, you it's know, it true. Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a player.
Wow, he's just, he's already a heartbreaker, this little one.
Yeah, he's breaking
parents,
hearts.
His parents were like,
yeah.
His dad was so proud.
Yeah.
The mom was like, he's going to be a handful for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And Becky was like, don't I know it?
Don't I know it?
And it was kind of creepy, but everyone was just like, that's Becky. She's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a head nurse.
They were like, okay, Becky. The parents were kind of like, oh, okay, that was kind of weird. But so he was in the hospital for like a week because it was back then.
And like sometimes, and it was cold.
It was cold.
It was like too cold to even take the baby to the car.
Because of
the storm.
The storm.
Yeah.
So it took them like 5 days for him to actually leave the hospital.
The
blizzard. They plowed the roads. Then he settled at home, and it was like, it was good for, you know, he was just a great, but he didn't cry once.
Mm-mm.
He never cried.
He never cried.
They thought his parents were almost concerned. They were like,
they called the doctor a few times.
They were like, is there something wrong with him? Like, can he, you know, is there some kind of like thing going on where he can't process? Yeah. The doctor was like, no, he's just...
The doctor was like, he's happy, he's a player. I talked to Becky, and like, he's just
a heartbreaker. He's like a little heartbreaker. He doesn't have anything to cry about.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a dude, you know?
Like, they pulled him out of his mom, and he didn't even cry then.
No.
He just, like, kind of smiled.
He's like, hey.
He giggled and then smiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm here, it's good. Things are good for me. Things are good for Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doctor
you
was
got
like,
a player on your hands.
Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This one, he gave him and Schwartz high fives and they fist bumped.
The doctor is like, the only problem you're going to have is with his dick because it's going to be huge. And his parents were like, what? And he's like, gotta go. And then hung up the phone.
And then he drove his car off a bridge.
Yeah, he died.
It was really weird, but
that is what happened.
Good. It was a good thing.
It was good, yeah. You can't make comments like that.
No. So his parents were like, oh, okay. So he was like two, and they were, you know, he was about 2 years old. He was in preschool.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular kid in school.
So popular.
Just gravitated. Everyone came to him. Like, all the gravity in the room went into his hair.
Yeah. It went into his hair. His hair was so powerful. He had great, like, great smiles. Like, all his kid photos were so fucking cute. And then he always, from a young age, like, he was always a hand holder. Like, he'd always be holding the girl's hands.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend, like, by the time he was like one,
he was never one. You know how guys go through that, like, ew, girls. He never went through that.
They were like, ooh, Schwartz.
Schwartz was like, they were like in preschool, and he sat all the guys down in the class because they all like everything he said. They were like,
they're like, you're the man. Yeah.
So he sat them down and he was like, look, guys, this, you know, we can't enforce these like harsh stereotypes. Like, women are equals. We need to, like, they're great. They're going to be like, you know, our someday, like, they'll be like in our, you know, I don't know.
Some days they'll have our babies.
Yeah. Like, we need to like treat them well, and we need to like bridge this divide and like forget the toxic masculinity.
When he said this. Yeah.
And he got all the guys to be like, okay, cool. We'll play with the girls. Like, we're not like, we're not going to do that thing.
They don't have cooties, guys.
They don't have cooties, guys.
They don't have cooties. Like, quit saying that.
Quit saying they have cooties, guys. They don't have cooties.
Yeah.
They're our friends. And they're really cool. And all the guys were like, all right. So he actually established this, like, very low levels of toxic masculinity. And, like, it was very equalized.
Yeah. And there was a lot.
Treated well. Mm-hmm. And it was all Schwartz because he was just so charming.
It was Schwartz. He was charming. He was still a heartbreaker.
He was a heartbreaker.
But, like, he told it like it was. He was looking for love at a young age.
He charmed. And,
his dad was like, that's my boy, the player. But his mom always knew. She was like, no, he's looking for love.
He's a mama's boy.
He's a mama's boy at heart.
He wants someone to take care of him.
Yeah. Then, when he is six, he met the love of his life in first grade.
Right. And her name was...
Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And she was...
She was a tomboy.
She was a tomboy. And I think, like, the first time he ever became aware of her was when, like, she had, like... She tried to, like, beat a guy up. And she was in the principal's office. And he was, like, going to the office.
Oh, he was there to hand... Every day, Schwartz would go to the principal's office, and he would hand all the secretaries York peppermint patties and, like, little candies, and he would do his rounds. He would take the, you know how, like, they had a kid always take, like, the attendance down.
Yeah.
He would take the attendance down, and they'd all be like, here he is,
Mr. And then
Schwartz.
One of the secretaries would obviously be like, oh, my boyfriend's here.
Yeah. And he would come in, and he would give them all little candies. He would visit with all of them. And one day he saw Anna sitting there, and she had like a fat lip or something. And she was like, she's tough. Mm-hmm. She was sitting there, and Schwartz saw her, and he was like,
who is that?
And he
heard someone on the phone with her parents, the principal. And the principal was going, I know. She's a tomboy. And he heard that, and he said, tomboy, I'm Tom Schwartz.
Tom.
Yeah.
Your name's Tom too? And the girl was like,
no, you idiot.
No, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, I'm Tom. Your name's Tomboy? And she was like, oh, I can't believe this.
She's like, you're a fucking moron.
Idiot. You're so stupid. My name's Anna.
Yeah.
Tomboy is a figure of speech.
Yeah.
Tomboy is a state of mind.
Yeah.
It's not an actual name. She's like, I'm tough.
It's a way of being. It's a lifestyle. Google it.
I don't let anyone tell me what to do, and that freaks people out. So they don't have anything. They don't know what else to call me other than a tomboy because they have closed-minded
minds.
And they have low IQs, low vocabulary, and they can't just say that I'm my own person. So they have to, like, assign me a label as tomboy. But I'm really just my own person. And I'm a girl, too.
And I like to be outside, and I like sports. What's the fucking problem?
And I'm feminine, too. You just don't see it. But I do a lot of feminine things. And Tom was just like...
He fell in love.
He was like, I love her.
Yeah. He was like, this is the one.
He didn't know what the fuck she just said.
Mm-mm.
Went right over his head.
Yeah.
But he loved it.
He loved it.
And he was like...
And he tried to hold her hand.
He put his hand up. She goes, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
Don't hold my... She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just trying to hold your hand. Everyone holds my hand. She goes... Well, that's stupid, and you're invading people's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, this is my personal space wall, and she put her hand up and went like that, and she's like, you're crossing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz had never heard anyone say that.
He was shocked.
He was shook.
For the first time in his life, you know what he did? He cried.
He cried!
He cried
right there in the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, oh, God. And everyone went, all the secretaries, everyone was like, oh, no! And they all went, Anna, what did you say to this nice little boy?
Don't talk to my boyfriend like that.
Anna. The principal came out. Is Mr. Schwartz? He's crying. Everyone just, like, was consoling him. And they just, like, and no one was looking at Anna. And they were just like.
And she just, like, eye rolled.
Yeah. She lit up a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because they smoke in Minnesota.
Everyone smokes in Minnesota. Yeah. From, like, age 3 onwards.
But. By the time that Schwartz was done crying, he looked over and Anna was gone.
Mm-hmm. She'd run off back to class. And so he just, like, he couldn't stop thinking about her. He went home. He drew pictures of her. He wrote poetry about her.
He did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did he perform it? These beautiful books. He'd perform it to the mirror, and he'd perform it to his mom. And he went immediately to his mom that night, and he said, as she was tucking him in, he was like, I found the love of my life. And she was like,
Tell me about her or him.
Mm-hmm.
Or him.
And yeah, his mom was really progressive.
Yeah.
Just like open to whatever.
He was like, her name's Anna, and she's a tomboy. And she was like, oh, well, they're a little rough around the edges, but...
But they're cute.
They're cute.
They're cute, and maybe she'll keep you on your toes.
She'll keep you on your toes, which I think you might need. She got it. She like got that Schwartz maybe needed someone to like...
To sass him a little bit.
Yeah.
Or just like get rough with him.
Yeah.
Because like everyone, everything came to him so easily.
Yeah.
His whole life. And like, she thought...
She'll be a challenge for him.
Who is this Anna? I like her. I like her.
Because that's the thing. Like, Schwartz's dad was always like, my boy, he's the man. But Schwartz's mom was like, he's obviously so charming and like so...
Floppy and like
he's going to have that like hot bubble thing where like everything is just comes to him because he's so sweet and like handsome.
Yeah.
But she was worried about that because she wanted him to evolve as a person. And she was worried that like life would be too easy. So secretly, she was always hoping for like little challenges like this.
Yeah. And so Anna like seemed like a dream come true.
Yeah.
So like the next day, like Tom Schwartz then just like kind of tried to pursue Anna for mm-hmm. a while.
And she wasn't having it.
She was not having it. Like he brought her like peppermint patties and she's like, the fuck are these? You give these to like everyone.
He would like find her after school, like, or like at recess. She'd be like smoking a cig with her like other like rough and tumble friends like mm-hmm. behind the bleachers, and he'd be like, hey Anna, and she'd be like, oh god, that fucking guy's here again.
She'd be like, Benny, can you get rid of him? And then like
yeah
a big kid would come over and like punch him in the face.
Yeah. Or he'd be coming and she'd be like, oh my god, he's coming. Everyone pretend to be invisible.
Yeah.
And they would just like ice him
mm-hmm. and ignore him
mm-hmm.
but it didn't really bug, like, I mean it did bug him because like every time she was mean to him he cried, but that was the only time in life that he would ever cry is when Anna and her friends were mean to it, and he kind of liked it.
He liked crying.
Like one time he cried, like this went on for years, by the way, like started when they were like 6-7 and by the time they were like 10 he like it had been going on for forever.
Yeah.
And one time he was crying and like some tears fell onto his crotch, and then he tried to like kind of wipe them away, but he got a boner, and then he was like, whoa. And he just in his mind connected, every time I cry I get a boner.
Whoa.
Like, so it just kind of Pavlovian like started happening.
Yeah.
And so then he connected that with Anna, and he was like, she is the love of my life.
Yeah, she makes me feel things I've never felt before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was like a... And all this time, like, Schwartz continued to be, like, the most pop guy in school, like...
She was the only person that was mean to him. Like, everyone else was nice.
Everyone worshipped him. Girls were throwing... And guys were mm-hmm. throwing themselves at him. And he was just, like... He was just this mystery.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone was, like...
He kind of stopped holding hands after she had given him that speech
yeah.
way back in the day.
But it worked, and it made him more... His cachet more.
Yeah.
Like... It made him more elusive and more mysterious.
He was the hot ticket.
He was hot and everyone wanted him, and no one, he'd be like, no, I'm just not, you know, I'm not that kind. I'm not in the dating kind.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he was just pining over Anna, who was literally like,
get the fuck away from me.
Like, I'm listening to like Dashboard Confessional and like,
yeah,
you know,
like, what do you even like? She'd be like, well, who are you?
Yeah. She was like,
who are you even?
Tell me who you are.
Like, what do you have going on? She like found him. He like found her in the library once. She's like reading like Sylvia Plath and like writing poetry.
She was reading Anne Sexton.
Yeah. And like having a fucking moment and listening to like music really loud on her headphones, just like scribbling furiously in the pages. And he was like, hey, Anna, like, what's up? Like, how are you? And she was like, pulled her headphones out. She's like, what do you want? Who are you?
In the middle of the library.
Yeah, at that volume.
Yeah.
And the librarians are like, shh.
Who's Tom Schwartz?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, who are you? I've been seeing you for years. You walk around school, you just smile and smile and smile, and you flip your floppy hair. But like, who are you? Because all I see behind those eyes are nothing.
Yeah. What do you stand for?
What do you stand for?
What do you like? What do you dislike?
Tell me something. Tell me something that's just not blithe, like, mirth.
And he was like, well... you look really pretty today. And she was like, fuck off.
Get the fuck out of my face. She put her headphones back in and everyone was just watching.
And they couldn't believe it.
He was like embarrassed.
He cried, got a boner, ran out of the library, and all the girls in school were like, oh, like, we love him.
I love you, Tom.
Oh my God.
And one other, like some of the jocks, like one of them started crying. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just so nice.
Yeah, he's so nice. That girl's such a cunt.
She was just sitting there and everyone was like giving her glares and she was like, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Fuck this whole place.
This place sucks. I hate Minnesota.
I'm going to set it on fire one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she walked by, one of the girls was glaring at her, and she looked at her, and she was like, I'm going to set you on fire.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, okay, and like looked away.
Mm-hmm. She like stalked out of the library and just like went to go chain some cigs somewhere.
Anna was fucking over it.
Anna was great.
Anna was great.
She was like applying to colleges.
She was at age 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she was smarter than everyone.
She wrote an essay to get into Brown mm-hmm. at 13.
Yeah.
And she got into Brown.
Her. Yeah.
But like they were like, oh, honey, you're 13.
Yeah. So like wait a few years, but like circle back.
She's like, fuck. She was like, well, I read about this girl in Utah who like.
She got into college.
She got into law school.
Didn't you see that whole thing about the girl with the law degree?
She was 13, and they were like, that was Utah.
That's Utah.
This is Minnesota, honey.
It's different states.
Different states.
Different states, different rules.
different rules. Honey, you're just going to have to wait, just like everyone else. She would go to the guidance counselor, who mm-hmm. was like cool and like kind of perky and like annoying.
Gay.
Gay. But yeah. But he got
like
her.
An earring and like tiny cool like glasses that looked yes. like the Matrix a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and he was like.
He totally got her.
Yeah. He was like, girl, this place fucking sucks.
She's like, I know it sucks here, honey. But, you know, someday you're going to maybe able to go to the Twin Cities. You know, Minneapolis, St. Paul is just waiting for you. And she's mm-hmm. like, you think I want to fucking go there? I want to move to like New York or San Francisco or like London or something.
She's like, I want to go to Berlin.
I want to go to Berlin. I want to get lost in Berlin. Don't you ever just want to get lost in Berlin? And he was like, oh, yeah, I have been lost in Berlin yeah. before.
He was like, it was pretty wild.
It was pretty wild. But anyway, she's like, and then on her way out, he goes, and why don't you stop being mean to the Schwartz boy?
He's
and she
nice.
Turned around and she was like, excuse me? He goes, well, I always, she's like, I know that he likes you and I've seen the way you treat him. She's like, maybe just we can work on staying in the present
yeah.
and staying, you know, and practicing active kindness.
Because mm-hmm.
I know there's kindness below you, but it's a little latent, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let it come to the surface.
It's surly. You're never going to get to Berlin being mean. I don't know why I turned Irish just then.
You're never going to get to Berlin being mean. He was like, why don't you try practicing on Tom Schwartz?
Yeah.
Be a little nicer to him.
He's like, look, you have a good attitude. Or you have a bad attitude, and that might
but
be
a good
what's
heart.
Holding and a good heart. That might be what's holding you back.
Yeah.
So, if you want people to accept you into more colleges, maybe try being nice to Tom Schwartz.
And he was also just like,
it didn't make a lot of sense the
no.
logic, but
he was also like, you have four more years here. Your life, this place is a hellhole. Like, you just gotta like disassociate in the best kind of way.
Yeah.
Like. Not like you just have to rise above it and like come out of yourself a little and be like, I'm just gonna be here for four more years and then I'm out of here.
He's like compartmentalized, like yeah. if you were in prison or something.
Yeah.
And she's like,
he's like, oh. Lord knows I had to do that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm still doing it every day.
Still doing it every day in this fucking place. But he's like, you know what, honey? And she's like, fine. So I'll be nice to Tom Schwartz.
So then they started, like, talking every once in a while. I love that she was just, like, bullied into being nice to him. Like, people just didn't give her the space to, like, hate someone.
Yeah, but he, like, he gave her some kind of good advice, but, like...
Some, but it was
but
also,
like... who gives a fuck, like, being nice to a guy, like, that has anything...
Yeah, but it was just, like, that's Minnesota for
yeah.
you. Like,
Minnesota in the
back
90s.
Then. Yeah.
Back then.
Way back then.
Back then.
And so Anna kind of started being nice to Schwartz, like, didn't... By being nice, it was like she didn't actively tell him to fuck off. She
or
just like
forced him to tell her who he was.
Yeah, like he would start talking to her and she'd just stare into the distance until he was done talking. And then she'd look at him and then that was like being nice to him.
And he was like, cool. I'll see you later, Anna.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, bye.
Bye. And so then he one time asked her if she wanted to go get a milkshake with him.
Oh.
And this was the first time he'd ever asked a girl like out on what he thought was a date.
He asked her in the cafeteria.
He asked her in the cafeteria.
Everyone was watching.
Everyone was watching.
He was like the, like.
He was the catch of the fucking school.
Yeah. So everyone was like watching his every move.
He was also 13 years old.
He was 13.
They were all 13.
Yeah.
And like all the girls watching, like. You could hear the collective sound of like 50 girls' hearts breaking when Tom Schwartz asked her.
And all the cafeteria ladies were all like, he's a heartbreaker, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to Anna and she like took her headphones off.
And she's like, what do you want, Tom?
What, Tom? And he goes,
hey, so, I was just, wondering if, maybe you're not like busy later. You just, do you want to go get a milkshake?
And she stared at him for a minute and she looked and everyone was watching and she just went, sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And everyone went,
then one girl just, you heard, and then go, she goes, fuck! And then ran out the cafeteria.
Two girls punched each other. One of the guys started crying, one of the jocks.
And then one
of the students just died.
Yeah, just had a heart attack. And it was like pandemonium.
Yeah.
School, like an ambulance is called. Yeah. School let out early. They were like, go home,
Go home, everyone! Get out of here!
Get out of here!
The guidance counselor was like, save yourself!
Jim had a heart attack!
Jim had a heart attack! Everyone was crying.
Yeah. And then Schwartz is like, whoa, this is crazy. Do you want, should we just go now? And Anna was like, yeah.
Get it over with. Yeah, what? Sure. So they like, he walked his bike next to her.
Yeah. It was very picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
It was like classic Minnesota Midwestern shenanigans.
And they had a good time.
They did. They actually like talked for the first time ever. Like he asked her, he realized like in order to like, get to know her better, he should probably ask her some questions.
He'd never asked, Tom realized in that moment, I've never asked anyone anything about themselves.
Yeah.
In my life.
He'd just be like, hey, like people would, and they wouldn't even ask him to ask questions. Like he always got all the questions asked to him and he never really had many answers, but it didn't matter because he was like so floppy and charming. Like he didn't need to say anything.
People would just be, he'd be like, hey, and people would be like, so I was born on this day. I'm a Taurus. my grandmother had polio. Like yeah. They would just start launching and then they'd be like, tell me everything about you. So Tom never had
a conversation.
No.
Except maybe with his mom every once in a while.
Yeah.
But like, so on this day, he started asking Anna all these questions. He found out like what books she likes and like what kind of music she likes.
He went to the library.
Yeah, he went to the library.
He checked out every book she mentioned. She like loved like Flannery O'Connor, Joyce Carol Oates, like John Cheever, you know.
She recommended some amazing short stories to him.
Roald Dahl. Like she gave him the works and he was like, Shirley Jackson, like he read the lottery and was like, I don't know what I just fucking, he like cried.
Yeah, he cried again and then got a boner and jerked off to completion and it was actually the most intense orgasm he's ever had in his life at age 14.
He jerked off to the lottery.
It's weird, but it happened. I mean, time he cries.
It's a stirring story.
Yeah. And so he was just like, wow, this girl's so smart. And like the next day, like he went the next.
Side note, he didn't really get it.
He didn't get it.
Not at all. He was like, they were so mean to that woman.
Yeah. Like, why'd they do that?
Why'd they do that? What? And he like talked to her. He would talk to Anna about it the next day.
He'd ask because he had a lot of questions coming away from that kind of material.
But he just kept asking her so many things about the story and like all the stories he started reading. And Anna like slowly was like at first she was kind of annoyed that she had to like explain all these things to him. But then she was kind of like, he's really trying.
Yeah.
And she was really endeared by it.
Yeah. And she was like, he does want to learn. Like there, I don't know what his personality is. Like she clocked him immediately as like, you're too pretty to have any sort of real personality. But like, maybe there is something to you.
Yeah.
Behind that like floppy hair and cute smile.
She started seeing this like vast pool of like something inside mm-hmm. him and she was into it and she was ready to take the plunge.
Yeah. She was ready.
And she one day she was talking to the guidance counselor. They were like, they used to have lunch together sometimes. And
she would just like, get her lunch and like go in his office. Yeah.
And they would like listen to like
Morrissey.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. And yeah. like new and like
they would both
cocktail
smoke
twins.
Cigs. Yeah. Cocktail twins. And she's like, what are they saying? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just love it.
Smoke cigs yeah. and just like talk about Berlin.
Mm-hmm. And then one day he started noticing that she would start talking about Schwartz. Mm-hmm. Like, then we did this, and then he asked me this. And then one day he was like,
you like that Schwartz.
You like that Schwartz, don't you? And mm-hmm. she was like, She turned bright red. No. She's
stammered, kind of.
No, he's just like this, like, weird thing that, like, asks me things, and it's, like, funny to me, and, like, he's like this putty thing that I'm, like, molding, and I don't know if I am or not. And then she realized, like,
fuck,
I'm completely in love with him.
I'm in love with him.
I'm in love with Tom Schwartz.
Tom Schwartz is the love of my life.
It hit her in the office with the gay guidance counselor.
Yeah. And the gay guy goes, that's what I felt on the dance floor.
He goes, guess you have someone to get through the next 4 years with.
Mm-hmm. He's like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now get out of my office.
Now get out. And she's like, what? And he's like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
But also leave.
Yeah. But also please leave.
Yeah, like you have class.
But
then something horrible happened.
No.
Yes. Tom Schwartz's parents, they said, pack up because we're moving.
To Florida.
To Florida.
Schwartz had never even heard of Florida.
Anna, like, hadn't even had a chance to tell him that she, like, liked him. Like, this happened, like, later that night at family dinner. They, like, told Tom, and he was like, no.
I'm just getting through Roald Dahl's, like, complete volumes.
Yeah.
And they were like, who? What?
He's like, His mom's like, I love you, but you read too much.
You read too much. You just got too much going on in that head of yours.
Yeah.
Lately. What's getting into you?
And he was like, I have a girlfriend. I can't. I have a girlfriend. And his dad was like, that's my boy.
There's plenty of girls in Florida. Yeah. That's the thing about states. There's always girls.
Yeah.
Every state has them. And the mom was like, okay.
Yeah. She was like, please.
She was like, honey, you'll meet someone else.
Yeah.
She's like, this is a good opportunity for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he had three brothers.
Yeah. Like, in this time,
we didn't mention them.
No, we didn't mention that. I just remembered them too.
They had triplets.
Like, it was this weird thing that just, like, happened by accident. Like, his mom got pregnant very unexpectedly. And then they were, like, Midwestern. So they're just like, we're going to keep it. And then all of a sudden,
it turned out to be them.
It turned out to be the three triplets.
Yeah.
And they were born, but, like, no one really talked about it. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, oh, like, because, you know, people are excited, so excited about one baby, and then they're, like, really excited about two babies, but when it's, like, three babies, it's, like,
weird.
It's, like, a lot.
There was, instead of, like, it's a boy on the flag, it just said, cool,
yeah.
K-E-W-L,
mm-hmm.
on the flag outside.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Period.
With a blue. Like,
yeah.
They just put one up one day. They didn't, like, really have a gender reveal. They just, like, tied a flag to, like, the mailbox.
Cool.
Yeah, and, like, they were just like, Schwartz was really nice to them, but, like, growing up, they were just like, how can you be the younger siblings of that?
No, yeah, and they all, like, they were like, it would have been fine if Tom Schwartz wasn't their older brother. Like, they were just, like, regular looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, they were nice. And they were fine, and, like, nothing to write home about, but it was also just, like,
How? Why and how?
Yeah, and everyone just forgot that they were, like, even existed.
Schwartz had, like, routinely had his friends would be reminded.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be over and they'd be like, oh, wait, you have triplets.
Three brothers. Like, that's
triplet
crazy.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were born, like, mere years after Schwartz, but even his parents sometimes would, like, forget. Like, his mom, after they were born, would just, like, leave them in the post office by accident and, like, the postman would have to, like, bring them back.
They would just stand there.
They would just stand there kind of looking around. They were very well behaved.
Yeah.
Like, they yearned for nothing.
They wanted not.
And
they received not.
No, yeah. And it was sad.
And
left
to their own devices, they'll just stand there.
Yeah. That's what they did all the time. And they were like, they're just so unremarkable. And even the mom felt so bad. And it was like, thank God they were in kind of a small Minnesota town. Cause otherwise I feel like Child Protective Services would have been called because she just left them everywhere all the time. Like, she didn't even enroll them in school cause she just forgot.
But Schwartz was nurturing to them.
Schwartz was very nurturing to them. He talked to them tons. He told them all about Anna. He would dress them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he took them to school.
It was, like, the best part of their day, going to school with their big brother.
Yeah, and, like,
and Anna was nice to them.
Hannah was nice to them. She was like, they're weird, but whatever. The mom started going to therapy because she was like, I'm a horrible mother. Like, what do I do? And the therapist was like, well, why don't you bring them in and we'll just, I want to observe the dynamic. And even the therapist was like, oh, I get it.
Like, the therapist is like, he's like, no, you're good.
He's like, you're good.
You're good.
They're just really unremarkable. They're just like, it's fine. It's fine.
I honestly, like, I get it.
Like, I get it.
I get it. And it's, I'm going to forgive you and you're forgiven.
It's chill. It's cool.
It's chill. They're chill. They're chill. They're cool. Fine. They're just
try
like,
a little bit harder.
Maybe
just
try a little harder, but like.
Or you know, you have a son. Yeah, he really seems to like them a lot. And so then Tom Schwartz from then on kind of became their like keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The therapist was like, you're not working with much there. So yeah, I can see why it can be hard for you.
They kind of just like linger.
They're just there.
Do they ever do anything other than
stand? Do they stand?
There?
And she was like, no. They watch football.
They literally watch whatever is on TV.
They watch
or they'll
local
just like
news.
Look at the wall.
And he was like, he's like, all right, yeah. Have Tom help with them.
Yeah. And she was like, okay. So he became like the number one nurturer caregiver in their life.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Anyway. So back to the dinner. He's like, the dad's like, we're leaving in a week. I got this great new job down in like...
The Everglades.
Or somewhere, wherever the fuck.
Around that area.
Around the Glades.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, me and you and your those guys, we're all going together.
And Tom was beside himself. He was like, I can't, how can you do this to me? And his dad's like, what's the fucking problem?
You're going to be a big deal wherever you go, which is completely true.
And also, like, don't you want to be where there's sunshine all the time? This weather
Disney
is
World,
awful.
It's like
4 hours
away.
We can go once a year.
Yeah, Tallahassee.
Yeah, Orlando.
Orlando.
Tampa.
We can go to Tampa. And he was like, I've never heard of any of those places except Disney World.
And he, for the first time ever, lost his temper at the dinner table.
Whoa.
And
he snapped.
Slammed down his fork and knife.
No!
No!
I will not move!
And he ran out of the house, and he ran punched all the way.
Punched a picture of himself.
Yeah. Broke. His hand was bleeding.
Ah!
He ran all the way to Anna's house.
Knocked on the door. Anna answered the door. Like, it was just her and her dad.
Yeah. And she just goes, I love you, and kissed him.
Whoa.
Without him even saying anything.
And they just made out hardcore.
In front of her dad.
And her dad was just like sitting at the dinner table, like just watching, and then just got up and went upstairs.
Yeah, he was like, didn't know. Yeah. Like, they'd never had a conversation about like boys or dating, and it was like clearly too late at this point.
He was like, I can't handle this. This is out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, she was came from a single parent home.
Yeah.
He's like, you're good.
So he went upstairs, and then she looked down and she was like, wait, what the fuck's wrong? Why is
your
bleeding? And he looked at her and he just bawled. He collapsed onto the ground into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm moving to Florida.
She was like, what the fuck?
She's like, wait, what? And he goes, my dad got a new job and he's moving us next week to the Glades.
The Glades.
What is that? She's like, it's like a swampy area of Florida. And she was like, wait, but you can't go. I just fucking told you I loved you. She's like, I just finally felt something.
Yeah,
in this
like
godforsaken fucking place.
Yeah, like you cannot leave me.
Leave me here in this hellhole. She's like, I mean, even where you're going is maybe worse.
That's a hellhole, arguably worse.
But like, it's somewhere else.
Yeah, and like, what am I supposed to do? This is like our next 4 years.
I have 4 more years here. Fuck.
And then they came up with a plan, which was that Anna was going to run away to Florida with him.
No.
Yeah.
It was that intense.
Like, their love, once it clicked in, their love was just like done.
Our love is God.
And so she said, like, they kind of devised a plan to like trick his parents and like just pack her in the car. The whole family was not that bright.
Yeah.
So it kind of just like always like, they really fell victim to lots of like just like regular pranks like that.
Yeah. Well, like, was she in like a bag?
Yeah, they just like put her in a cardboard box.
His brothers helped.
They loved it.
Yeah, they were so excited.
Schwartz was like, we're going to do something really cool, guys, okay? You know my friend Anna?
And they're like, yeah.
And like, they would get excited.
Yeah,
like little
sometimes
puppies,
they would get really excited.
Only when he talked to them.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, okay,
we're gonna not tell mom and dad this, but we're gonna put her in a box and she's gonna come with us to the Everglades. And he was like, they were like,
we're
not gonna say anything, right? And they go, no. And he goes, cool. And you're gonna help me pack her, right? Because it's gonna take more than one person. And they go, yeah. They helped her.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
one
Anna?
Of them, and it's great that there's three, because, like, one of them went and got the tape. The other one got a box.
Mm-hmm.
The other one told Anna they were ready. And
yeah.
So, like, they all...
The other one told her. That was his job.
Yeah, then the most worthless triplet was always tasked with, like, a job where you just have to say something to someone else.
So Anna brought a bunch of books. She brought her, like a Walkman.
Yeah.
And she brought like a bunch of CDs and she was like, and like Twizzlers.
Yeah.
And was like, I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
And they kissed each other. Mm-hmm. And he goes, when I see you next time, we'll be. And she goes, yeah. Okay, just close the box.
Yeah, just close the box.
So he closed the box.
All the triplets, they like taped it up.
They taped way too much.
Yeah.
So Tom was like, maybe I think we should.
One, we'll poke some holes
yeah,
in
poke
it.
Yeah, poke some holes in it because he was worried.
And then we wrote like Tom's
fragile.
Stuff. Fragile. Tom stuff on the side.
And then he stared at it for a minute and he went, and he wrote a heart.
Yeah. Oh, that was so cute of him.
So Tom, when they were leaving, the entire town came.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, it was like a fucking vigil. Mm-hmm. Everyone was crying. All the classmates, all the secretaries, all the lunch ladies, they all came.
They lined up and, like, one by one said goodbye to him. Every girl brought him, like...
Gifts. Every guy cookies. Did.
Yeah. Like,
guys like gave him their jerseys.
There was an article in the paper that was like, the Schwartzes are leaving. There's going to be a goodbye procession tomorrow. Like, announced it in the paper.
If you
paper.
Have anything to say to Tom Schwartz, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, Tom, like, neighbors came, like, mm-hmm. moms. Like, they were all, like, there, just, like, weeping. A couple guys came out to him.
Yeah.
They were like, I've never, you make me feel things that I don't know if I should be feeling, but I do. And he was like, it's okay. Like, yeah. It's cool, man. Like,
congratulations.
Congratulations. I won't tell anyone. They were like,
thanks. And they like were weeping.
Yeah. The guidance counselor came.
Yeah.
And he was crying.
He was crying so
He just loved drama.
He just loved, yeah. He was really into drama.
Yeah.
He didn't even know Tom.
Yeah. He was like, I don't give a shit about this kid.
No.
He was just so
like,
bored.
Yeah. He was like, this is exciting.
Yeah. He was like there. Yeah. He was in it. Mm-hmm. Fucking loving it.
He felt alive for the first time in forever.
But he was looking for Anna. Mm-hmm. He was like, where's Anna?
Where's Anna? Like, she's going to be so upset about this.
Where is she? But, that's weird.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
He lit a cigarette, sashayed off.
Anyways,
I'm going to go watch Cabaret.
Anyways, I'm going to go watch the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. And so the Schwartz family packed in there, like all got jumped in a U-Haul van and just like headed off.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Everyone was like, bye. People released balloons.
Yeah, there was paper lanterns, fireworks. Mm-hmm. There was like a dance. The high school dance team was there. They did like a mournful dance.
Yeah. Your mournful dance was like really good.
It was like jock jams.
It didn't look mournful, but it was sad.
Yeah. And everyone was just weeping. The triplets waved. Everyone was like, who the fuck are they?
They did a mournful dance to Missing You.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Puff Daddy.
Oh my God.
Every step you take.
Yeah. The Madrigals came.
Yeah.
They were doing a cappella. Mm-hmm. Every step you take, every move you make, every step you'll take, every time you pray, I'll be missing you.
It was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. That no one knew where the triplets were. Yeah. They were clapping and jumping up and down. When they got into the car and people were like,
who the fuck are they?
Who are they?
Yeah.
They had sons?
Yeah. What's something wrong with them? One of the dads went, what's wrong with those kids?
Those kids aren't right.
There's something off.
There's something weird, right? Do you see it too?
The guy in Tesla was like, oh yeah.
Honey, tell me about it.
Was like, yeah, they're fucking weird, right? So then they drove off.
They drove all the way to Florida.
Yeah. It took like an hour.
They just sped. Something about Tom Schwartz's dad is he's a demon at the wheel.
Yeah.
They drove 140 miles an hour all the way to Florida. They got there in 4 hours. It was so weird.
No, they got there in like...
A day.
They got there in a day, which was like unprecedented.
But it was great. And
every so often, Schwartz would go, hey, in the box.
Are you in there?
Are you okay? You still in there? She'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking still in here.
Yeah, can you tell her to hurry the fuck up?
Yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm fine. She was like, put her headphones out. She's like, yes, I'm still in here. And mm-hmm. he was like, shh. And the mom went, what was that? And one of the triplets went,
I pooped myself. Because like one of them could shit on command.
I did. did it.
And so like
they pull over,
they pull over, take care of his whole little mess, and like they shake their head. They're like, you always do this.
Yeah,
and like
you're funny,
you're silly, but stop that. And like took care of it, loaded all back in. This happened. This actually like made their trip. That would have taken 3 hours if it weren't for like every stop that they had to take every
but
time. It was, like,
but the triplets were actually covering for Anna.
Yeah, they were. It was really.
They weren't
of
as
them.
Dumb as everyone thought they were.
No,
they
only like kind of.
Only just
a little
regular dumb.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, and they were really sweet. They're good natured.
They
were,
good.
So they were sweet. There were just too many of them.
Yeah.
So they get to Florida finally.
They're in the Glades.
They're in the Glades. It's weird over there.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, I thought you said this was going to be like an upgrade, but it's like smells pretty swampy.
Where are the palm trees?
And I was like, I don't fucking know. I've lived in Minnesota all my life.
Yeah. So they're like fish out of water and, you know, they set up shop. They're unpacking. Schwartz is up in his room. He closes the door and Anna tumbles out of the box.
Yeah.
God, it was fucking awful.
So hot in there. It's
so
hot. Here.
Where? What the fuck is this place? He's like... This is the swamp. She's like, she was like, maybe this wasn't a good idea. She like looks out the window and she's like, wait a minute. Like she suddenly had a panic attack.
Yeah.
She was like,
what have
I
done? I
literally just ran away from home.
Yeah. I'm in Florida.
We cut to her dad, by the way. And he's like, Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut back to her and she's like, he's like, calm down. He's like, we're together.
It's fine. We're together
now.
We're
going to make it work.
This is going to be great.
You're just going to you're going to like live with me and go to high school with me. And like, my mom and dad won't know you live with us actually, but you'll just be going to school with us and I'll just hide you every night in here.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll bring you food.
I have a trundle bed.
Mm-hmm. See? He pulled
See?
It out.
He pulled it out.
She's like, ugh.
Oh God.
What have I done?
What have I done? He's like, babe, it's good.
He's like, I love you.
Bubby.
Bub. Bubba.
Bubba.
She was like, never fucking call me that again. Ever.
He's like, but we're Bubbas.
She's like, I'm not your fucking...
He started calling her Bubba.
Yeah.
That was the first incident.
And she like slapped him in the face and she was like, I'm not your fucking Bubba.
She's like, never call me that again.
I don't do pet names.
I don't do pet names and I'm not going to defer to you.
And look, you told me that we were going to Florida. You didn't tell me we were going to a swamp. So I'm actually pissed and don't just like throw away my anger right now by trying to say Bubba this, Bubba that. It's not
going to
work.
She was like, you told me we were going to Florida, but like, I didn't know we were actually going to Florida.
Yeah. Like I thought we were just like.
That we're going to like the other Florida.
Yeah.
And what?
Where
no,
are
we're
we?
In the middle of the state.
Yeah.
So she's like, by the way, the Everglades are south. We're in the middle of Florida.
Congratulations. What's even in the middle of Florida?
Literally Orlando. They were south.
They were, yeah.
They were like just the outer stretch of the Everglades. Anyway.
So she just like.
So they started like going to school. They like, she enrolled in school.
Yeah.
The school was like, we need like parental. Like you can't just, we have to have your parents come. Cause she was only, they were freshmen in high school now.
Yeah. They were freshmen in high school.
And she was like, you know, my dad says it's fine. And they're like, well, we need to talk to your dad. So then Schwartz had to like
pretend to be her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Ferris Bueller. He like came in and then like, he was silly.
He wore like a mustache.
Yeah.
And like it worked because he was so just like charming and floppy. Like he charmed the fuck out of the female principal.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God,
your dad is funny.
You know what? Your dad's a good one.
He's a good one.
Where'd you say you guys are from again?
Your dad's a good one.
Your dad's a good one.
I like you too. You can stay here. And she was like, cool.
Cool. Anyways.
So Schwartz immediately becomes the most popular kid in school as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Seniors are just like immediately like letting him hang with them.
Yeah. He's like their bro.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Anna's not having an easy time.
No.
She's like, didn't think that this could get any fucking worse than...
She pulled a Geographic.
Yeah.
She was like, I thought things were going to be different in Florida.
Because
her whole thing was anywhere but here. She loved Schwartz, but she secretly was just like, this is a chance for me to like...
She wanted to get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
And so like when he was like, I'm leaving, she's like, fuck it.
I'll just go.
Just go. But it's
got to be better.
But it wasn't. It was literally the same and worse because they were in Florida.
Florida. Sorry. Middle of Florida. Sorry. No, but they know.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're in the middle of Florida. You get it.
Yeah.
So Anna just found herself getting more and more depressed. And also, to make matters worse, it's like every night she would have to come home and just like go in Schwartz's room and like hang with the triplets. But she actually kind of liked them. They would bring her tons of like food.
They would go to CD stores for her.
Yeah. And it was great that there were three of them because they could run a lot of errands collectively.
So she was basically like kidnapped.
Yeah, she was kidnapped.
She was like room.
And like her dad didn't question any of it.
No. He never once, like, occasionally he'd be like, I wonder where she is.
Yeah, he's like, I haven't seen her in a long time, but I bet she's fine.
I'm gonna go to the bar.
Yeah.
So
things got, I don't know, it was tough for both of them.
They got through freshman year fine.
And then it was their 1 year anniversary.
Ooh.
And Schwartz wanted to do something really, really nice. He wanted to have a picnic.
Aww.
And he wanted to go to the actual glades because he heard that they were beautiful, and he researched them, and like he was like, let's go to the glades
on dial-up internet.
Yeah. And it took him a long time to figure out like where they were, what to do, blah blah blah, but he convinced his parents to let him like spend the night at Doug's house, but really he and Anna were gonna go on like a nighttime picnic camping trip in the
on a
glades,
fan boat. He charmed his way into getting a free ride.
Yeah,
the swamp people were like, oh, you're great,
look at that boy,
you got some teethers on you,
you got some teeth and some charm, mine. Boy. Yeah. And like, so he and Anna like got on a bus, he blindfolded her,
he was like oh my god,
this is so lame,
this is so stupid.
And he was like, babe, come on,
just listen, Bubba, just like go with it. She's like, don't fucking call me Bubba.
Tell you about that.
Stop calling me that.
Stop doing that.
Stop. I don't want to be called Bubba.
Like, you need to really like take a note and respect my fucking boundaries for once, please. Yeah.
Remember what I told you?
And he was like, yeah. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Personal space wall.
Oh my god, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right.
You're right, Bubba.
He and Anna got on a bus and the bus themselves down to the Everglades. He had like the cutest little picnic. And everywhere he went, it was like they were still teenagers. Like, they shouldn't be able to go far, but he's so charming that it's like you can just get whatever. So he charmed his way onto the bus, charmed his way off the bus, and then onto like the fan boat. And they drove.
This like
all
gator
around.
Guy was there, like this old, like haggard white man was their swamp tour guide.
Yeah.
This over here is a. That's a gator, a little haven, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
The male gets to go wherever he wants. The women have to stay in their respected quadrants. And Anna goes, oh, typical.
Yeah, typical Florida.
Typical fucking men. Yeah.
He goes, what'd you say, Missy? And cocked a gun.
And she goes, I said I love Florida so much. And he
it's
goes,
amazing here.
That's right.
And so they, like, after the gator tour, decided, like, Schwartz had like rented them like a motel room.
Gross.
I know, but I don't know how he did it. Like, he's just like, it was charm.
Yeah.
And so, because it was late at that point, there were no buses that go back to like middle of Florida from Everglades. So he got them a motel room and they were like, maybe gonna have sex or not. I don't know. They hadn't really talked about it that much.
Yeah.
Weirdly, it like hadn't come up, even though they'd been like staying together in a bedroom for a year.
It was like pretty innocent.
It was very innocent. It was just like making out, and then Anna would go on her trundle, and then like they'd get up and go to school the next day.
Sometimes Tom would sleep in the trundle and let her have.
He mostly slept in the trundle, actually.
He gave her the good bed.
And so they're like awake, they're kind of making out in this like shitty weird motel room, and there's the sounds of frogs were like, it's crazy in the glades,
just, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know what we're talking about, that swamp noise.
Mm-hmm. So many swamp noises.
It's a little spooky.
And suddenly they heard like a noise. Anna like heard a noise. It was like something like outside or something, like she couldn't put her finger on it. And Schwartz was asleep, and she heard it, like, rustling around, or just, like, something was out there.
And she heard,
and she was like, what the fuck was that?
It sounded, like, gurgly, almost.
Yeah. And she was like looking around. And she figured it might just be like a swamp bird. So she tried to like relax again. And just when she was about to be asleep.
And she goes, Tom. Tom. I think there's someone fucking
out there.
Wandering around in the swamp bushes.
Yeah.
And he was like.
He's like.
Dead to the world.
No, Bubba. No, no, no. No.
Like, just don't fucking call me Bubba.
Call me Bubba.
And so she was like, fuck it. She took a pack of cigarettes and went outside and smoked.
Yeah. And so she's like smoking like in an old rocking chair on like the
like a lamp, like one of those like old like fluorescent lamps overhead.
Yeah. And there's like moths all around it. And she's just like, God, this place is kind of amazing, but so fucking gross.
Yeah.
And things are just like so disgusting. You're yeah, into
she's
them.
Like, I kind of love this.
Yeah.
She was like, it's like a short story.
She started sketching. She just felt like inspired.
She
yeah, she read a little
whole
bit.
Book.
Yeah, and she was just like smoking, and then yeah. She was like, "I love it here." And then she heard the sound again. Then all of a sudden, it cuts to her rocking chair, and it's just empty, and she's gone. Tom Schwartz woke
got
up.
Chills.
Yeah. Tom Schwartz woke up in the morning.
He woke up like this, Bubba. Bubba.
Bubs?
Bubs, you in here? Bubba, where are you? Nothing.
Nothing.
He went outside. Her sketch pad, her book, and her cigarettes were still there. And he knew like she would never leave without her cigs.
No. And he knew something had happened.
Something had happened.
And it was just like dawn. It was like 5:30 a.m.
Pre-dawn.
And... he was just like looking around.
Cicadas.
Cicadas are going
frogs.
Off. It's so bizarre in the swamp. And he heard like a sound in the distance.
Well, first he went up to the motel guy and he was like, did you see, you know that girl that came in with last night? And he's like, yep.
She had a nice mouth on her. And he was like, what?
He's like, she's fucking 15.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And he was like, oh, well, yeah, I saw her last night. He goes, well, she's not here anymore. Did you see her leave? And he goes, nope. And he goes, did you hear anything? And he goes, yep. And he goes,
well, what'd you hear?
Well, what'd you hear? And he goes, something bad. And Schwartz was like, okay.
Okay, like, can you be a little more specific? Like, give me something here to work with.
He goes, well, I figure when I heard her, she was outside on the porch, I heard her. And he goes, you shouldn't be out on the porch out here at night.
It ain't that common knowledge. You don't go out on the porch at night.
He's like, down in these swamps, he goes, there's things you don't want to hear, don't want to see at night. If you go looking for it, it's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
And Schwartz is like, that's very...
He's like, so like a gator or something? Like a big gator? Or like, he's like, might seem like a gator, has the presence of a gator.
But it isn't a gator.
It ain't no gator, though.
And Schwartz is like, has no idea what this guy's saying.
He's like,
over his head.
You've really been
He's
unhelpful.
So confused.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
He's like, okay, well, I guess I'll check out then. And, fuck you. Like, you really actually, like, this is,
yeah.
He was the first time he's ever been rude to someone.
Yeah.
Cause, like, it was also the first time he's never gotten, like, aside from Anna
yeah,
just being surly to him, he wasn't getting anything that he wanted.
He wasn't he could not charm this guy.
No. And this guy was, like, not giving up any intel.
Swamp person.
Classic swamp people.
So Schwartz,
swamp people are beyond charm.
So Schwartz was like,
he's like, okay, well, he packed up their stuff. He kept being like, Anna? Anna.
He gave it to the shower a few times. Bubba.
Yeah. And he was like, walked around the perimeter of the hotel, the motel, kind of calling her name, looking for her. And then he was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just like pack up our stuff and start looking around the swamp. He like didn't know what to do.
Well,
he
first
didn't have
he
a
was
cell
like,
phone.
Yeah. Well, first he was like, maybe if I go to the bus stop with all my stuff and act like everything's normal, then she'll just
be there.
Be there.
Yeah. He's never been in like a crisis.
No,
moment.
So he was like, "I'm just gonna go along like she's."
And he said he would talk like he'd be like, okay, Babs.
We're gonna go now.
We're gonna go. So I'm packing up the stuff, and I'm just like putting your stuff away.
Putting your stuff away. I got your cigs.
Got your sketchbook.
Got your sketchbook. Got your Walkman.
So now I'm checking out. I'm gonna close the. I'm opening the motel door. So Schwartz is like, getting
everything
time
going.
To check out. Like, whoa, your bag's pretty heavy. You always overpack. Ha ha ha. And he's like getting.
And then he just stops.
Yeah. And he like kind of has a minute like flip out moment.
Yeah.
And then he just like, okay, be strong.
He goes blind for a second.
He goes blind for a second. He's crying. He gets a huge boner that won't stop. He's just like, oh. So he jerks one out really quick, comes. Then he's like,
okay.
And packs up the stuff. Carries it all, keeps it out. He's like, okay, we're going now. See you at the bus stop. And like,
see you at the bus stop.
Boop, 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 boop. One-way ticket.
Going to the bus, and it's on the bus stop, and we're gonna sit down on the bus stop.
And, like...
He sings.
Yeah.
She's not there.
He gets to the bus stop, and he's, like, there's...
Alone.
There's like, no one around.
The sun is just coming up.
It's, like, 7:30.
It's, like, an abandoned highway in the Glades, and he's, like, literally, where is Anna?
Yeah, like where the fuck is Anna? And he's like looking around. He's asking now like random stragglers are like coming up to the bus stop to like go wherever the fuck they need to go. And he's like, have you seen? And he realizes he doesn't even have a picture of her. Like not on his person.
Oh, yeah.
He has like phones. They don't have like photos of each other because they're just together like with each other, so like why would they take a photo?
Like, they were like kind of like secret together, like it was a secret, like, that she was even there.
Yeah,
so it's like
he's like he like goes through her sketchbook like looking for a photo.
Like he's like, and then he does an amateur sketch of her, but it's just a smiley a smiley face of the ponytail.
Like a string of like hair.
Yeah. And they're like,
so have you seen this woman? Her name is Anna.
And they're like
no.
And one of them goes, that's a good sketch. Can I have it?
You should be an artist,
honey.
And he's like thoroughly freaked the fuck out. And so then he thinks like, okay, maybe Anna is doing one of her like pranks. Like maybe like, cause she did kind of love to prank him sometimes.
Yeah, she liked to mess with him.
Yeah, like maybe she ran off and like she'll just be at home. Like she knows how to get back home. She's smarter than I am. She's smarter than I'll ever be. So she probably just like went back home to my place, I guess. And like,
this is how Schwartz would think. Like, Schwartz is just like, okay, so basically I'm just gonna pretend this isn't happening, and then by sheer will it will just be like that.
Yeah, he's like, okay, so she's already at home, like it's great, it's fine.
There's and like this like old swamp lady waiting next to him, and he's just going, he out of nowhere, he just goes, she's gonna be at home. Like Anna will be at home. Like she's a lot smarter than me. Like he's like Forrest Gump, he's telling everyone.
Mm-hmm.
One woman just like,
she smiles at him, but she has no teeth. So she just gives him like the gummiest, like most crazy smile. And he's like, kind of smiles back.
And
then he's like, oh my God.
And then this old guy sits down and then he passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like the second time someone's just passed away around Schwartz.
Yeah.
Like the first time in the cafeteria, and then the second time this. But it's like less tragic because it's old.
He's just old. He just gives.
A final like death gasp. Yeah.
So then the bus comes.
Schwartz gets on it. He's like looking
at the
around
motel, and the motel guy, he just comes out in like the front porch, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he kind of smiles a little at Schwartz. He just has this like little like, he nods and smiles, and he takes a drag of his cigarette, and then Schwartz like looks at him like, he
like, what the fuck,
you must know something.
Yeah,
but he's like, I can't think about it right now. I have to get the bus.
Yeah, she's home. It's fine.
She's home.
Yeah. So he takes his best. He's like full-blown sweat. He's covered in sweat.
He's white.
He has nothing but just like huge sweat stains. He's like so stressed out.
He's white.
Totally white. He gets home and like his mom is like, hi, honey. How is Doug's? And he just drops the bags and sprints up to his room, throws open the door.
Anna?
And she's not there.
He goes... He knocks on the triplets room and they're all just standing in their room.
They're standing like looking at the wall.
He goes, guys, turn around.
Normally it would be like, it's very like Blair Witch of them.
Yeah.
But it's like what they do.
They're each in one corner of the room.
Yeah, it's just like their thing.
They're just each in one corner of the room. And he goes, okay, he claps. He goes, turnaround time, turnaround time. And they come around and he goes, and they go, yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, did you see Anna last night? She come home? And they go, no. And they're like, you didn't, she didn't come home at all. Like, maybe did she sneak through the window or something? And they're like, no, I didn't hear her.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, okay, are you all just saying that? Or do one of you know? And they're like, no, Tom, we didn't see her.
No, no.
We thought you were at Doug's. And he goes, okay. And he closes the door.
Yeah.
So then like Schwartz is like conflicted because he's like, if I go to the police, then her dad's going to find out that like she ran away and that, like, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah.
And it's all going to, I'm going to get implicated.
I'm going to get implicated and it's all going to come back to me because she's been living here for like a year.
So this is like one of the first instances of Schwartz's like true like,
what narcissism. Do I do? Yeah. Well, so then
through
he like
inaction.
Then he thinks like, okay, maybe she got like really mad at me and she went home. And so
he
like
calls.
Back. So he calls the dad just to like see.
He goes, hey, Mr. And he goes, I don't even know Anna's last name.
No, he realizes like, holy shit, I've never known her last name.
And he stares for a minute and he's like, wow, I
didn't even think to ask.
That worries me a little, but
wow, okay.
Right anyway,
so
have you, is Anna home? I'm a friend of hers who moved away and she's not here at all, but I'm, and he
says, are you that Schwartz boy?
And he goes, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I heard about you leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make it to the goodbye.
Sorry, but let me see your,
why does he have a, he goes, sorry.
I don't know why he had a southern accent.
Sorry, goodbye.
Wrong.
Can I speak to Anna? And he goes, yeah, I guess she's home. I haven't really seen her much lately, but
let me check in her room.
She's doing some kind of like play or something at school.
So he goes upstairs and looks in her room. She's not there.
Clearly.
Yeah. Hasn't been there for a literal year. He's like, that's odd.
He goes, that's very odd. He goes, you know, Schwartz, I can't seem to find her.
I don't know where she is either.
I guess I'll call the school and see if she's doing some kind of extracurricular. And then Schwartz is like,
fuck.
He's scared. So he's says,
terrified.
So at this point, he's like, look, he almost
tells him the whole truth. He almost does.
But then he goes,
it's right on the edge of his tongue.
He goes, you there, Mr. Schwartz, you know, Tom? And he goes, yeah, if you see her, just tell her to give me a call. And he goes, is there a number? And he goes, she knows it. And he hangs out.
Yeah. And then he's just like,
Schwartz, come down for dinner. So he goes downstairs. He's eating dinner. His parents are like, he's complete. And they're like, so how is Doug's?
He's like, it's fine. And he's acting weird. And his mom is like, Schwartz, did you drink last night?
And literally, the only time he hasn't.
He was like, no, I just didn't. I swear. And she's like, don't lie to me. What, something's going on. Something's off.
And she goes, if you're drinking, it's okay. I just want to know.
Yeah, I just want to know.
And his dad goes, he's like, every boy kind of drank. And he goes,
when I was your age, I was drunk all the time.
And the mom goes, oh, honey.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, just want to know. If, you know, as long as you're not driving or you're in a car with someone who drove, then that's all that matters. But, you know, just tell me if you are so I know what's going on. I want to be in the know.
And he's like, Mom, I wasn't drinking. And then, like, runs up there. He, like, totally lost his cool.
Plate of, like, green beans. The triplets are just all, mouth agape.
They all, like, move. They're kind of like minions. Yeah. Where they're just like, and he runs up to his room and just, like, cries himself to sleep. Does not know what to do.
He's just in bed crying.
Yeah, like, rocking back and forth.
He goes on dial-up internet and he Googles, like, missing persons.
Yeah.
In the Glades. And it's like,
where do you get started? Where you get,
yeah. Literally, that's the first website says, where do we even start?
Yeah.
And buckle like, up. You're in for a wild ride. Yeah. Yeah.
And so then he just is like, he's paralyzed. He truly does not know what to do. Like, he can't, he can't tell his parents that he's been hiding a girl in his room, that they aided and abetted his abduction of this girl, essentially, that's been in his room for the past year.
So then he goes to school the next day.
And he keeps hoping maybe she'll show up at school. Maybe she'll just be at school. Like, this is such a funny prank. And, like, he's now kind of, like, taking off. He's, like, has some nerves about. Like, he's a little bit nervous. And
he's
like,
never been nervous.
He's never been nervous in his life.
He goes to the, you know, after a few days of this, he finally is like, okay, they're probably going to be wondering about her at school. So yeah. He goes up to, like, the guidance counselor or, like, some administrative person. He's like, so I just...
He goes up to the principal, the woman principal that he had charmed.
She goes, oh, hi, Mr. Schwartz. Honey.
Are you okay? You look kind of white. Are you sick?
What's going on? Everything okay? And he's like, yeah. So Anna, he's like, what the fuck is... He's like, can I get a list of all the Annas? And then all the lists of all the Annas in the school. And she's like, sure. She just gives
him. She just gives it to him. They have like all their contact personal information.
Their things about their parents.
Yeah.
So he's looking through the files and she's just rattling on about her own life.
Yeah.
And he can't figure out which Anna she is.
No, because he doesn't know her last name.
And he goes, can I see a yearbook? Do you have last year's yearbook? And she looks and he goes to find her and there's no picture of her.
There's no picture of her.
Because she didn't show up for...
And she remembers. Like, he has a flashback of him, like, getting ready for picture day, like, doing his hair. And he's like, babe, do you like my hair like this or like this? And she's like, picture day is fucking fascist. I'm not going.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it.
There's literally a helicopter over us right now.
And so...
So he... Literally, there's no trace of her.
Yeah.
And then it says...
It says an address that's... His name,
yeah,
it says Anna Schwartz and then his address, and he's like, this doesn't help me
and
at
in
all.
The yearbook it's Anna Schwartz,
yeah, and he's like, what the fuck,
what is it? He doesn't know her last name.
No, he never just thought gave to ask. His last name
and he never thought to ask her.
Yeah.
So,
and he's just like,
he's like, this girl is she getting tardies or and they're like, the woman's like, who? And they go to, like, they go to the like attendance secretary and mm-hmm. she's like, oh, they haven't even...
She never enrolled fully. Like, we approved her.
Yeah.
I remember her dad. Oh, her dad. That... She's like, that girl's dad.
What a charmer. And Schwartz was like...
Charmer.
That was fucking me.
That was me.
I was in disguise.
She goes, what?
And he was like, yeah, she's...
Ugh! And he just starts... Ugh! Ugh! And he, like, can't...
Punches a picture.
Yeah.
And they all go, aww. He's upset. Our boyfriend's upset, girls.
Oh, he's scary when he's mad.
He's real scary when he's mad, girls. I like seeing a guy all worked up. And he's like, fuck you all.
And then he just like runs off. And like, he's kind of like just crumpled on the floor, like by a locker. And one of the jocks comes up to him and he's like, hey, bro, you okay, man? Like, normally you'd get like just obliterated as like a young crier on the floor, but like everyone loved him. Yeah. And like the senior guys were like, bro,
you can talk to us, man.
Yeah, come talk
everyone
to us.
Everyone has hard times. I cry myself to sleep every night.
Yeah, I've been crying all the time. Like, I took so many hits in football. My brain feels like fucking weird, but like, we're having a party tonight.
Yeah.
You should come. We're going to fucking kegs.
I ran over a homeless guy once, this other jock says, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. And they all go, okay.
Cool. Anyways. So they invite him to this like kegger and he goes. And that's the first night that Tom Schwartz ever has a drink.
And he gets obliterated.
He gets fucking shit-faced.
And everyone's like, Schwartz. And he's just
a keg stand. He blacks out.
So this is why he anesthetizes himself.
Yeah.
Because of Anna
went missing. And even at the party, like he goes full zombie blackout. Yeah. Like just like staggering around. But everyone's like egging him on. Yeah. They're like, Schwartzy.
All the girls are like, he's so hot.
He's so hot.
And his eyes, he has that like Schwartz like
just dead stare. One girl grabs him, a senior girl grabs him and just like sticks her tongue down his throat, and everyone's like,
yeah!
And he's like, ha ha ha, and then like passes out.
And that's the night he lost his virginity.
That's the night he lost his virginity. He doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true.
So he just continues going through high school. He's so popular, but he's racked with guilt. He's haunted.
He's haunted.
Where the fuck is Anna? He doesn't even know her last name.
And sometimes when he gets wasted, like he ends up getting a girlfriend, like shortly after this, like one of the senior girls that like grabbed him and made out with him was like, we're dating now, get in the car. And like just bosses him around. He like got really responsive to that. Like he was like the old, like if you wanted to date him, all you'd have to do is just make out with him while he's drunk and be like, get in my car, we're going to the mall. And then he'd be like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he'd do anything you said.
He was good for that.
Yeah, he's great for that. So this older girl, Stacy, like that was his girlfriend for like the remainder of high school. Like she went to college and still dated him.
Yeah. It was like Lauren Conrad with Jason, mm-hmm. like coming home from college to be with him on the weekends.
Totally.
When he was a senior in high school.
Yeah. And like she was just like, anyways, like get in the car. So he was like just like known as like party animal, like cool guy ladies Schwartz guy. Yeah, ladies guy. And he sometimes when he would get blackout would like mutter the name Anna or like, and she'd be like, what the fuck,
stop talking about Anna, this fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's so fucking rude,
you're so rude. And she would cry to her friends.
Yeah, and she'd be like, he like always says this like other girl's name and I like don't know
at like
why.
Parties.
Yeah,
he calls his name in his sleep. And sometimes he calls Anna's dad.
Yeah.
And just says, hey, is Anna there? And the dad literally goes like, upstairs and her room has not changed in 3 years. Yeah. And he's like, nope.
And like the dad didn't report it either because he realized like my daughter could have been missing for a day or like a year.
And I'll look bad.
And I'll look bad. So everyone was just like, all these men were just like, I don't want to look bad.
I don't want to look bad.
I'm not going to say anything. So like Schwartz then started, he kind of started like nearing the end of high school. People are asking him like, what are you going to do with your life? Like, what are you like, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? And he's like, he kind of wanted to go to med school. And he was like, I'll go pre-med. Like, he was like, you know, I need to change things. Like, I really need to like do, he like felt so guilty. He's like, how can I be like
of a service.
Person and be of service? I mean, a person in this world, like help people. Cause yeah. Like, clearly I'm responsible for this like fucking missing love of my life. Like this girl, like
who disappeared in a swamp 3 years ago.
He can't even face it. It's yeah. So fucking dark.
The and triplets. So,
They never talked about her. Yeah. Really. He's like, do you guys ever, they forgot about her. Really?
Sometimes, yeah, he'll test them and be like, do you guys ever think about Anna? And they go, huh?
Huh?
Hmm?
Hannah?
And he goes, never mind.
And so like, they're...
He's getting away with it.
Yeah, he's getting away with it. So he goes to med school and like, he gets oh all God. The way, he did go to pre-med school and he gets all the way to like, having to like deal with like cadavers. And it's like when they in the part in med school where they start pulling out these cadavers and they like
sometimes
have
he'll
you.
Have visions of Anna as a cadaver.
Yeah. And like
he'll see her face and he'll go ah, and everyone in the class will look at him and he'll be like
huh. Yeah. And it was that first day actually when he did that where it was like they unzipped like the body bag and assigned like his cohort their cadaver for like the semester, and he thought it was Anna and he just like lost it. He's crumpled into a ball and started shaking, crying. And that day he had to quit pre-med because he like, couldn't do it anymore.
The
first day.
And he would see people on campus. Like he would see Anna sometimes on the green.
Yeah.
Like, he would think he'd seen her and he would go. And everyone, of course, he was the most popular person on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, he would sometimes call out to the girl.
He'd be like, hey.
He'd be like, hey, Aunt. And she would turn around. And she'd be like, hi.
Hi.
And it was not Anna.
What's up? And like, it would never be Anna. And so after he quit pre-med, he just decided like he just kept kind of following these visions that he would have. Like he would see a girl and he just like felt compelled.
Yeah.
And he got in the car.
One time he Googled tomboys Florida mm-hmm. missing.
Yeah. He always would like Google things because he never knew any, like yeah. He never knew her name or anything.
Anna and, tomboy missing.
Like he didn't even know Everglades. Like her height.
No.
Like people were like, and he started to forget, like people were like, what color were her eyes? And he'd be like,
silver? They were like,
And it's like, he tried to like talk to a therapist about it once, but like he couldn't get anywhere yeah. really. But then he just would see these visions sometimes. So he like, after pre-med, got in the car and he was like, fuck, I gotta just like get the fuck out of here. Like I gotta start over in like a new place with like, I just have to leave this behind. He thought, he kind of had the same thing that Anna thought. It's like, anywhere's better than here. Like I can't stay in Florida. I yeah. can't do this anymore.
So he said bye to his family. He said bye to the triplets.
Mm-hmm.
Told them, you know, to brush, make sure they brush their teeth.
Yeah.
And like, just
try and floss. I know you hate it so much.
I know,
but like maybe help
each other. Yeah,
there's three of you, you can remind each other.
And they go, okay.
And he goes, here's a cell phone, you guys can share it
and call me on it.
And call
only
me on it.
Only call me.
Yeah, only call me. Don't you have limited data and yeah. like no roaming.
Yeah.
Okay, so just call me only.
One of them went so then,
but they were cool with it.
They were like, all right, bye.
Yeah. And then he just like got in the truck and like drove out to LA, and he would pull over
on his way there.
He
stopped in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He stopped in Colorado for some friends from high school.
Boulder.
They're at Boulder. Yeah. And one night he was there. He stopped there. And my friend was like, yeah, you can crash on our couch, Tom. They were like, we're going to go to this really cool party tonight. It's a little ways out. It's insane, incredible shit.
They're like, last time I went, I got my dick sucked on the dance floor.
Yeah,
like,
and man, I didn't even know who was doing it.
I didn't know who was doing it. I just was on so many drugs. The music's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Have you ever raved, man?
Have you ever done E? And he's like, no.
No, but...
He was like drinking beer.
Yeah, he's drinking Coors Light.
Already kind of Coors nearing Light. Blackout.
Yeah, already teetering on the edge. And he's like, but sounds cool. Like, let's do it. Why not?
So they drive to this rave in a missile silo.
Mm-hmm. And it's out in the middle of a fucking field. And he raved and just
did
ecstasy.
Was rolling his
face
off.
Yeah, yeah. And just kind of standing back and forth and just swaying. And it was the first time he really felt he felt happy for the first time because of the ecstasy. And then also
maybe
happy
ever
because yeah, for the first
he,
time,
I don't know
really
if he
ever
was happy, even if he was getting,
even when he was
charming,
a young lad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he ever felt anything.
He didn't know
until Anna
disappeared, until he met her and then she disappeared. Then he knew true happiness and devastating sadness.
He figured that's how life was.
Yeah.
It was just things
polar.
Things were taken away from you.
Yeah. And he's wavering back and forth on the dance floor. His eyes are practically
Chemical
rolled.
Brothers are playing.
Yeah, Chemical Brothers, just as loud as fucking possible.
Everyone's just looking at him. Everyone's just reaching out to him. Like men, women, they're all just because he's so
it's,
hot.
Hands just on
he's
his
a backwards
face
hat
and
on
body, and
he takes his hat off, and people are just running. Someone comes up to him. This girl comes up to him and goes, "Can I run my fingers through your hair?" And this other one goes, "Me too." And then this guy comes out and he goes, "Me too." And
yeah,
so he has three people running their fingers because they're all rolling.
And they're just kind of massaging him, and he's in ecstasy.
He looks, zeroes in on the dance floor. He looks and he catches a side glimpse of Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And she smiles.
And she smiles at
she
him.
She turns. And he's like,
Anna!
And he goes, get up, hold on.
Everyone
and
off.
Get off. And he's stumbling through the crowd. He's like, Anna! But it's so loud. Everyone's just woo!
And then everyone starts going, Anna! Anna!
Anna! Anna! And they're all
a whole chant. And it's everything's getting fuzzy.
Yeah, and they're
crazy.
All just reaching, reaching after Schwartz. And then he goes up and he sees her again. But she turns around and it's not Anna.
It's not Anna. It's just some random chick.
It's...
You know who it was?
It was Katie.
It was Katie Maloney.
The night that she disappeared.
Yeah.
And she turned and she looked at Schwartz and she went, what are you talking about? And he was like, are you... Oh, I thought you were someone else.
He just fell over.
He just fell over and she goes, whatever.
Yeah. And went back to dancing.
Yeah.
And Tom Schwartz, the next day, woke up with the worst hangover of his life in a frat house. And he was just like, fuck. What the fuck? And he got in the car. He cracked a Coors Light for the road. Got in the car.
And right when he was leaving, his friend was like, yo, bro, what's going on with you? He's like, I feel like sometimes you go dark, you know? You go somewhere. And he turned to him and he was like, I'm responsible for someone disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only thing that ever mattered to me and the only thing that made me feel anything. And her name is Anna, and I don't know her last name.
I don't know what she looked like.
She slept in my trundle bed in Florida. She went to our high school. And the guy was like...
He goes, I took her out to the Everglades for our one-year anniversary. I went to sleep. She was there. I woke up. She was gone. I've never seen her again. I have no idea where she was. Her parents don't know. She's disappeared.
Her dad had no idea that she was even gone.
Yeah.
And everything is falling apart.
Yeah.
I feel like everything inside of me is collapsing. And the guy is like...
Bro,
that's
fucking crazy.
It's a lot.
You're fucking fucked up, man.
You're so fucked up, dude. And it's really early, so I'm gonna go back.
Yeah,
but bro, when I come out to LA, he's like,
well, we'll come out to LA, we'll rage.
LA,
that's
the
best coke in LA. I know a guy that's best coke in LA.
Yeah,
and he hugs him. And he goes, I love you, man.
He's like, good luck with your
drive
with modeling.
Yeah, good luck with modeling.
And Schwartz is like...
Schwartz has never even said anything about modeling. But in that moment, he was like...
Maybe I'll be... No. I guess I'll be a model.
Hey, I guess I could.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
He went literally to the first... He went to LA Models.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to the front desk. And they literally were like, you're hired.
He goes, hey. And they go, you're hired. Yes. You have a shoot tomorrow.
You're shooting. You're shooting for what?
Whoa. for like Gap.
You're shooting Gap. For Gap tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're like, going to get, you're
you
going to get,
it. You're going to get $45,000. And he was like, dollars? And they were like, yeah.
And he's like, do you even, he's like,
do you, and they're like, shh.
Just don't say,
just like stop.
Say, say less.
Never say anything.
Don't say anything and just smile. There you go.
Perfect.
He's like, good. Now, just for all of us, can you just run your fingers through your hair?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, and they all went, okay.
Amazing. So we'll see you tomorrow. Here's the address. They like gave him like a piece of paper.
And they gave him a check for $45,000.
Yeah, and they showed him the check for $45,000. He went to grab it, and they go, ah, tomorrow you have to show up. So we'll see you then.
So he did.
And so that night he just like slept in his car because he like didn't know where to go. And he showed up and he got this modeling. He did the modeling job. He got the check. And then all of a sudden he like had $45,000 and lived in LA. He fucking hit the jackpot. It was the one place he could go where, like, say less,
fingers
through the hair.
Say less, get more.
Don't care who you are, where you live, where you're from. You're hot, you're done.
He literally saved up enough and he bought an apartment.
He bought an apartment.
And he was just, like, living fine in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he was just modeling.
He was modeling, living
like,
in this apartment.
Actually, like, legit model.
Yeah. Like, look around.
He would send money home to the triplets sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and they would get the money and they would just
they would burn it, but like they thought
one of them would put it in a little hope chest
and bear they would
they
one
would
of
bury
them
it. They would, they would bury the money.
He would send them checks in the mail and they
for like $1,000.
Yeah, and they didn't know what to do with them, so they would rip them into three and then they'd be like, it's equal. And then like one of them would bury them in like different parts of the ground. One would like have a little bonfire and the other one would eat his. And then it was like, but they never saved them or cashed them. So, and they never, the money never left Schwartz's bank account. So like he was like, I've sent you guys literally like $50,000. Like you never cash the checks. Like, do you have them?
And they're just like,
they're like, what?
He goes, okay. But then one day he comes home. He's like, you know, he's made friends. He's of course has friends.
Yeah. He has tons and tons and tons of friends.
He's getting fucked up all the time.
Yeah. He's modeling like 24/7.
One night he goes home and he gets a phone call.
And it's from a number he doesn't recognize. And he thinks it's his agent at first, like just telling him he has like another modeling gig.
He goes, hello? And there's a pause. And it's like kind of
crackling.
And it's like, Tom?
Tom?
And he goes, Anna? And then there's nothing. And then it
crackles some more. And then the line just cuts off.
And he's like,
what the fuck? I just got to chill.
Me too. So then he goes on Google and he Googles phone calls. Tomboy
phone calls.
Missing.
Crackling
Anna,
voice.
Crackling.
Anna,
Everglades.
Hang up.
And then
nothing comes up.
One comes up. Oh. And it goes. And it's
one. Only one entry comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, one entry comes up. It has like slashes through most of them. And it just says Anna. And it's about Anna Paquin.
Yeah.
It's her Wikipedia page.
And he was like, well, that. Okay. That, I can't do anything
an Oscar.
With that.
Wow. So then he.
He's just like, fuck.
He starts coming undone again.
Yeah. He loses all his money. Like, he makes a ton of money.
He makes like $500,000.
But then blows through all of it. Just like partying and like not on anything even in particular. I mean, he spent a lot of it on this apartment, the condo.
Yeah.
And then like he couldn't pay for the condo anymore.
So he's like broke.
He's broke. He's kind of like, he goes into like a dark period where he's just like drinking every single night.
He's fucking everyone.
He's kind of like living in his car. Like he doesn't know what to do. And he kind of like loses over that time. He loses a lot of like
brain cells
and just like
hair,
cognition, like his hair just like general yeah. smarts kind of start to go. And he becomes a little more feeble with every passing day. And
all this time he's thinking about Anna.
He's thinking about Anna nonstop. He's like in the process of losing his condo that he paid for. And then like one day he comes home and like the condo door is just locked and his stuff is outside. And he's like, what? And he just starts wandering
And he goes to a gym.
He goes to a gym.
It's like a 24-hour fitness.
Because he has nowhere to live. Nowhere to stay.
It's his gym.
It's his gym. So he's like, I guess I'll just like work out or something.
All night?
I don't know.
So he works out for like 4 hours. And then he
just like walks on the treadmill at like 1.8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then
on the TV in the local news, and at this point he's like starting to kind of like unravel. They're interviewing someone in the local news, and then there's a commercial, and he thinks he sees Anna in the commercial.
Yeah,
it's like for like a lotion. Mm-hmm. And it's this girl, and she's like applying, but it's he like looks again, and it's not Anna.
Yeah.
So then he goes down to the sauna because he's like, I guess I'll sleep here.
It seems like hot, but whatever. It's like cloudy in here, so they won't see me. It's like a steam room.
It's a steam room.
He kind of like stumbles inside and he like just like plops down on the bench. He's pretty exhausted from like walking all over West Hollywood, then walking for 4 hours on a treadmill. And he does, he's like kind of, he like plops down, puts his head down, but he puts his head right in the lap of another guy that's in this fucking steam room.
And it's...
And he goes, dude, what? No, what? No, whoa, man, whoa,
it's really
whoa,
steamy, man. Dude, it's whoa. Okay, but like, what?
Whoa, sit up, man. I'm sitting right here.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, are you that treadmill guy? I saw you in there walking. You know, cardio is pretty cool and all, but that's a long time to walk.
It's a long time to walk, man. Have you eaten anything? And it's
Sandoval.
It's Sandoval. And his hair is amazing.
Amazing. He's in the best shape of his life. He's totally nude, which is a tiny little towel under his butt cheeks. And he's wearing in his taint. And he's wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
And Schwartz isn't. And Sandoval was like,
Bro,
you can't come in these spaces without flip flops. You get crazy athlete spokes.
You're gonna get warts, man.
He's like, I got a pair of slides for you. Like, I'll be right back, man.
And he walks size out, 12.
Yeah, he walks out naked, dick just swinging. Walks back in. Yeah, with a teeny towel. Walks back in, hands Schwartz some shower slides.
Yeah, like, man.
He's like, thank you. And then he's like, yeah, man. Anyways, like, what's your story? Where'd you come from? And he just strikes up this conversation. It's literally like they've been friends for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Sandoval just is like a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Like, and immediately he was
accepts
like,
him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm a model too, man. I'm an actor and a musician.
He's like, mostly I've been working at CVS, but that's not my main gig.
My main gig that I'm trying to get is I'm kind of a mixologist.
Yeah.
He's like, do you drink? And Schwartz is like,
Schwartz perks up and yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, cool, man. Want to come back to my place? And we'll just like throw he's back like, some brews and I'll teach you. I'll
make you some shots. I make great shots.
Great cocktails. I want to test them out on you, man. Cause you look like you know your shit.
And Schwartz is like, okay.
And he's like, cool. Can I live there too? And Sandoval's like,
Yeah. I got two rooms, man. One of them's free. You should live there for sure. And like, they go back to his house, and that night,
it's one of the best nights of Schwartz's life.
Truly, like,
he found his
person, kind of. Like, they get drunk, and Schwartz ended up telling Sandoval all about Anna, told him everything, just like brutally honest. And Sandoval listened. He like locked in eye contact, listened to every single thing.
He saw Schwartz.
Yeah.
He didn't just see Schwartz for like,
he's like a floppy haired cutie, hot guy that he wanted to touch.
And he was like, I see you as the man you are. I see your soul. I see you as a person you are. And I want to know you.
And he didn't even like bother with trying to like figure out where Anna is now. Like, he just knew that was pointless. Like, that's not the important thing at this point.
It's like, the important thing, man, is just to like
move forward, man.
Move forward. Like, Anna, wherever she is, she's moved on.
Yeah, she's good, bro.
She's good. Like, you know, and like,
you just gotta trust that she's in the right place. She's in the
right. Kristen walks in.
Kristen, like, taunt. Like, smoking cigs. Because
they'd met at this point, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She comes in and she's like, who the fuck are you?
What's your fucking deal?
What's your story? Schwartz tells her all about Anna.
And she's like,
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You should be in jail. She just goes into bed.
Completely forgets.
Yeah, completely. Like, she's blackout at this point. Forgets.
But then one day, Tom was like, Sandoval was like, hey, man, it's really cool. Like, I can cover the rent, but, like, at some point, like, it might be good if you get a job.
Yeah. Like,
so, like, didn't
you used to, like, model?
And Schwartz was like, yeah, but
he's like, I don't know, like, ugh.
And Schwartz, Sandoval's like, why don't you just, like, you're hot, man. Like, just.
Well, one day, like, he's like, you're hot. You should do it again. You should do it again. Schwartz is like, I don't know. So then one day, like, they had to make ends meet. Like, Schwartz was barely, like, couldn't pay any bills. So one day, Sandoval brought home this guy that he had met during a shift at CVS. And he was scary. It was Jax.
He was horrifying.
He was horrifying.
Schwartz was afraid. Schwartz, like, kind of hung back while they talked.
Scared dog, kind of.
Jax has, like, brought Coke.
Yeah.
Started doing it.
Yeah. Schwartz just poured it out on the table and started railing, like.
And he looked at Schwartz. He's like, you ever do this? And Schwartz is like, no. And he goes, well, come here and fucking do it. And Schwartz, like, immediately did.
Yeah. So they got really coked out. They talked all night. And then Jax was just like
talking about himself.
Talking about himself. Talking about himself. His dick. He showed him his dick.
Yeah.
He like jerked off while he was like watching Schwartz and just like jerked off on came on the floor. And Schwartz was like, what the fuck? Jax laughed and then passed out.
Yeah.
The next morning they woke up and the Jax was like, here, have a beer. And like just threw one at Schwartz.
It hit his throat.
Yeah, Schwartz hadn't slept. He just like stared at Jax on the couch and stared at the cum on the floor all night. And then Jax woke up.
He just saw the moonlight in his cum.
Yeah.
Like it looked like a lake bed that like.
And Jax woke
like
up
a lake surface at night, like
rippling, yeah. Beautiful, yeah. And Jax beard him in the throat, and then he was like, "Yo, man, you can't just hang out on the couch all day. Like, this is my zone. So, like, you're gonna have to do something. What you should do? You should model. You got to model. You just got to model." And like, basically, sweet talked Schwartz like into modeling.
Yeah,
took him that day to like a modeling agent that he had met. That was like, of course, like every modeling agent Schwartz has ever met was like, you're hired.
Before Jax started talking, they were ripping the check for $35,000. Yeah. And they were like, we'll have this. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah. Just show up.
Just show up and here's you'll have
the,
it.
Here's yeah. what you need to do.
We'll pay half now, half later.
Yeah. And like, and Jax was like, see, you owe it all to me, bro. You owe it all to me. And like, basically, like, it was like having a devil and an angel as roommates because yeah. Sandoval was like sweet and caring and like loving.
They like slept together. They just slept in the same bed sometimes because yeah. they just liked being near each other.
And like
it was true friendship.
It was true friendship. And even one day, you know what Schwartz did one night and how he knew he was best friends with Sandoval forever?
What?
One night he woke up. And they were just holding hands in the middle of the bed, like he used to do.
He did the hand holding.
He hadn't held hands in years.
And he did it back without even flinching.
Yeah, Schwartz's hand just crept over to Sandoval's and held it, and Sandoval held his bat.
And it was homo, but it was great.
It was great.
It was like a true friendship. And then Jax was like also his friend, but it was like It was scary. Schwartz continues to be terrified of Jax.
Yeah, it was like always drugs. And then like one time Schwartz told Jax the entire Anna thing, and like Jax somehow made it like he was like, it's not your fault. He like turned it around to where Schwartz got like mad at Anna and convinced himself that it was yeah. Anna's
and
fault.
And Jax was like, you know, we all have pasts. I have a past.
Yeah,
you know, things happen in my past I don't want to talk about. Like, yeah, I hurt people. Like,
fucking people go away. People die. People get murdered. Like, it's whatever. Like,
it's
people
whatever.
And she sounds like a fucking dumb bitch. She probably had it coming.
Yeah, and Schwartz was like, murdered? And Jax was like, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, people get murdered. People die. That's life. But it's not their fault. Or it's not your fault. It's their fault.
Yeah.
It's always the girl's fault. And Schwartz was like, okay.
Yeah. So like part of him didn't think that, but then another part of him did. So then that kind of just
easier
like
to exist.
It was easier to exist. And he could get 2 or 3 modeling jobs a year and be fine. And then
he could live off that.
He
could live off like 45,000 a job.
Easy. Yeah.
No. And he would sleep till 3 every day.
Mm-hmm. And not really have to work.
Great.
Yeah. Great. Every time he'd walk onto a set, They would take like 5 pictures and be like, we're great.
They would just hand them checks.
Yeah, we're good. Do that hair thing? Okay, cool. Yeah, you're done here. And then, I mean, eventually you met Katie and the rest is history.
He started calling her Bubba.
And yeah, finally someone would accept the Bubba nickname.
She domineered him.
Yeah.
He liked it.
He loved it.
Anna was always there.
She's one always night, been there.
One night he literally saw her.
Like at an LA party.
At some party, and she had like...
It was award season. So it was chic, like Chateau Marmont.
Yeah.
Like Oscar party.
He saw this really beautiful girl. Because Anna was beautiful.
Anna was stunning.
But she had blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
And like kind of a bob. Smoking a cigarette, talking to some people, and like laughing. And there was like the flame of a candle beneath her, like mm-hmm. lit up her face.
She was sitting on a couch.
Schwartz was blackout.
Total zombie blackout.
But he zeroed in on her, and it was Anna.
He was actually like pouring wine at the party.
Yeah.
He was like doing his like cater waiter. Sometimes he would do that like every once in a while.
Yeah.
If like modeling got slow. He was like, it's fine. I schmooze. I pour wine.
I know catering well.
Yeah.
And he saw her.
Mm-hmm.
And he dropped his tray.
And it stained.
I mean, he's...
It stained Julia Roberts' dress.
She looked at him and she goes, are you okay? I mean... Who the fuck are you? Like Anna had done. Tell me who you are, Julia Roberts said to him in front of everyone. Everyone mm-hmm. was staring.
Do you have anything to say?
Do you have any beliefs?
What do you stand for?
What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What do you feel at night when you lay your head on your pillow at night? What do you fucking think? Tell me now, Julia Roberts said to him. A crow just called. A
crow just crowed.
And he just went... and he ran into the bathroom.
Yeah.
He put the sink on and he was just washing his face. And then the door opened and it was Anna. She closed the door and she locked it. And she walked up to him and she looked at him. And he was like, and he collapsed to his knees. And he was on his knees.
And he was just like.
And he cried in her lap and she let him.
And he goes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I've looked for you for so long. And she didn't say anything. She kind of rubbed his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, stand up. And he got up and she goes, she ran her fingers through his hair.
And she goes, Do you have any Coke?
And he looked up and it wasn't Anna.
And he just was like shaking.
It was just some other,
beautiful, thin, like, blonde girl.
She's like, do you have Coke?
It was January Jones.
It was January Jones. And he was like, yeah. She's like, all right, can we do some? And they just like did Coke. And she was like, thanks. And like, she was like, Julia Roberts was scary. That was crazy.
It was fucking crazy. But
like kind of cool, right? And he was like,
You always have that story.
And then she goes, I'm sorry about the Anna thing, whoever that is. She's like, take care of yourself though.
Take care of yourself. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
It's all going to be okay.
And then Schwartz just like, she left.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like slid down the wall. And the fluorescent lights of like the Chateau Marmont bathroom. And that's it.
Fuck.
One time Lisa asked him, she goes, what are you keeping from me?
What secrets do you have, Schwartzy?
I like secrets, Schwartzy. She ran her fingers through his hair.
She goes, there's one thing you know about me. It's I love a secret.
I love a secret and I love not telling secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But I love keeping secrets even more.
I always say the best friends tell secrets and keep secrets, but never tell their secrets to each other, but they always keep a secret.
He goes, huh?
And she goes,
shh. She goes, you're hiding something, aren't you? And he nods and she goes, you can't find her, can you? And he was like, what? She goes, she's out there somewhere. And she just... took a drag of a cigarette and walked away.
Yeah, and she was really just talking about Katie. But then one time Kristen, like sometimes when Kristen would get like really, really mean and drunk, like she would see things and like she'd say things to Schwartz.
You're the one who fucking lost your girlfriend in the fucking Everglades, mm-hmm. she said to him one time. And he was like, shh, Kristen, shut up. And then Katie went, wait, what?
What?
What are you talking about? And then Kristen was like, never mind.
Whatever. Rock and roll.
Dumb bitch. Yeah. Rock and roll. Suck a dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to Cantor's. But yeah, Anna was never found.
Anna's never been found.
Where do you think she went?
I don't know her last name, so I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. It's like The Leftovers.
I think you'd have to go back. And that's something that Schwartz has thought about, too, is like going back to the Glades and like retracing footsteps, but you might have to face whatever the fuck is out there that took Anna.
He went back once.
I mean, why do you think he got so emotional when they were in New Orleans and they were kind of near the swamp and they did that gator ride and then everyone was sitting at the table, the picnic table, confronting him and he just wept and wept?
Who's
that wasn't about
Anna?
Katie. It's never been about Katie.
It's always been about Anna.
It's always been about Anna.
He went back to the motel once.
What was there?
The guy had died.
Yeah.
They were like, oh yeah, old
Pete.
Old Pete. He'd been dead for 10 years. And Schwartz was like, yeah. And they were like,
did you ever see any?
He's like, I was thinking about maybe taking a walk. And they're like, I wouldn't go out there if I were you. And Schwartz was like, well, what is out there? And they were like, just miles and miles, miles and miles of swamp.
Just swamp. Things that are just in
nothing.
The swamp.
They went, just nothing.
Just nothing.
And he kind of smiled. And Schwartz was like, it was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, just a whole lot of nothing out there. Nothing you need to see. And Schwartz,
fuck.
Okay. And then drove home silently.
Yeah.
Wow.
His parents even moved back to like Minnesota or wherever. And the triplets moved with them. So there was like no reason to even go back to Florida. It was as though Florida never existed.
It was as though Anna never existed.
Mm-hmm. So think about that.
Wow. That freaked me out.
That freaked me the fuck out. All right. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Watch Heathers.
Watch Heathers. You will love it.
Google Anna.
Google Anna. Hang up. Phone call.
Tomboy. Florida, missing. Tomboy, Florida. Everglades.
Blonde.
Blonde or black hair.
Yeah, we don't know.
Anna. I don't know her last name. Just Google Anna. I don't know her last name. Tomboy. Florida.
Missing.
Hang up call. Missing. From Minnesota. Trundle bed.
Yeah. See what you can find.
See what you can find.
And let us know.
And let Schwartz know.
Let Schwartz know, for the
Jesus
love of God.
Christ. Get him help.
Get him the help he needs. All right. Thank you, Carrie, for...
Thank you.
Thank you for creeping me the fuck out.
Thank you for creeping me out.
Bye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club, with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.